When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's the David Knight Show.
As the clock strikes 13, this is take number 3 of the David Knight Show on this Monday, the 20th of October, year of our Lord, 2025. We've had some technical issues, apparently, and I'll tell you about that on the other side of it. But I want to tell you what we're going to talk about today. We're going to begin with the No Kings rally. What were we told it was going to be? How is this being portrayed by both the left and the right? What does it tell us about both the left and the right? And what does it warn us, those of us who are not a part of either of these tribes, what does it tell us about what we can expect from both of these groups? It's very concerning. We're going to take a look at what happened and what was said about it before and after. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Had a problem with our broadcast. What we do is we upload to Restream, which then sends it out to many platforms, and so we can't. Restream is down. It's not anything under our control. It's the site. Restream is down, so we have to pick one. So we're going to be broadcasting on Rumble. If you're on Rumble, we're going to try to leave messages on other sites to tell people to come to Rumble if they want to see the show live. But we're on Rumble right now and not broadcasting live on any of the other platforms. Of course, the full show will be up today on all the different platforms. But let's take a look at what happened over the weekend at the No Kings rally. This was L.A. Massive amounts of people in the streets, as you can see. We had over 7 million people, they estimate, across the country. Huge crowds. Here in Tennessee, in Knoxville, they had the largest demonstration ever that they've had. And Knoxville is not one of the hard left cities like Nashville or Memphis in Tennessee. It's kind of, I guess, like they say, purple. They've got some Republican officials. They've got some Democrat officials. This is what...
Join it.
Chicago. There's Chicago. Here's an aerial shot painting the people, and we got one coming up. that is a time lapse that I think gives you a better idea of the flow of people. But this is quite a few people. Yeah, this is across the country, pretty much every city. There you go. And yeah, there's Chicago. Look at it in a time lapse thing. I don't like this song either. Not as quite as grating as the YMCA, I think. But nevertheless, what we were told by the people before this, people like Mike Johnson and others were telling us that, you know, we've got this emergency in all these different places. Why Trump has to go there. The entire country is on fire, right? And these people are going to be very dangerous and radical. They needed to get, and they did, in some areas, like in Texas, they called up extra security. They called up the National Guard, which is a precaution. But nothing happened. Nothing happened at all. As a matter of fact, this is what they're telling everybody about all the radical terrorists everywhere. This is what they watch the cut back and forth between what they say this is and the reality on the ground that people have interspersed there, what they're saying about these various places and the clips of the various places.
President Trump will end the radical left's reign of terror in Portland once and for all.
Look at Portland.
Portland.
And you see fires over.
Dancing animals.
You see fights and
fires all over the place. And
this network of Antifa is just as sophisticated as MS-13, as TDA, as ISIS, as Hezbollah, as Hamas, as all of them. They are just as dangerous. They have an agenda to destroy us.
The dangerous gang, folks, is in Washington, coming out of Washington.
Officers have to street battle.
These are the dangerous gang leaders.
They hand combat every night to come and go from their building.
Slide to the left. Slide to the right. Crisscross.
You look at what's happened with Portland over the years. It's a burning hellhole.
I mean, that does sound hellish to me.
I've been to Portland and I've seen these liberals and they can be very annoying, but it is not what he's saying it is. And, you know, this is very much like what Trudeau did, isn't it? How he tried to portray the people who showed up for the convoy and they were peacefully part that had playgrounds and all the rest of the stuff. And he's trying to tell everybody how they are radical terrorists and everything. This is what governments do. And there's no difference, folks, between Trump and Trudeau. One of them is a communist. The other one is a technocrat. But they lie to you about the same things. Always trying to create an emergency. Always telling you that there's a problem when there isn't a problem. So they can use excessive force. And so the story from Ross' story said, for no King's Day, I wore an inflatable bear costume, and I saw America in all of its glory. This week, blind to constitutional law and U.S. history, Trump border czar Tom Homan said that protesting ICE, quote, could lead to bloodshed and people dying. Yeah, because they'll kill you. By suggesting that masked ICE agents could kill protesters for simply shouting hateful things at them, Homan was building the permission structure for federal agents to use full force violence against nonviolent protesters. And we're seeing this over and over again. People show up and they're a large mass of people. They're in the road and these guys start shoving, pushing, shooting, running over people. We're seeing it over and over again. We just had a situation where a group of people who were following ICE and documenting what they're doing, one of them a lawyer, they rammed his car. Arrested him. These are the people who show up. They're a bunch of thugs, just like Tom Homan. Except unlike Tom Homan, they don't all get a grocery bag with $50,000 in it. They do get a $50,000 bonus for signing up and for meeting their quotas, though. We'll talk more about that later. More than that, his statement was meant to groom the public, Homan's statement. The Trump administration is trying to get U.S. citizens used to the idea that federal agents could use lethal force to the point of killing people against anyone who exercises their constitutional right to peacefully protest government actions that they don't like. That's what's involved here. On too many videos circulating on social media, masked ICE agents have been recorded getting more and more aggressive with members of the public who are escalating nonviolent exchanges into violent exchanges. Federal agents have been caught on video body slamming people to the ground, kneeling on people's necks, pointing armed weapons at close range. More than 20 people have...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Died at ICE's hands, including U.S. citizens, but this tally is artificially low because Trump administration tightly controls media access to ICE detention facilities. It was in Chicago where I think they started setting this pattern. We had that apartment building, and they had men grappling out of black helicopters and so forth, pulling people out in the middle of the night, 1 o'clock in the morning, and putting guns in their faces. Men, elderly people, children, and the one elderly lady who lived in Chicago for a very long time, and, you know, we know that Chicago is one of the more violent cities. Nevertheless, she said, I'd never had a gun stuck in my face before these guys came here. They're not helping. They're making matters worse. It's just like the war on drugs. It doesn't change anything about the war on drugs. It just gives you a second problem because it's always about control. Homan, like Trump, seems oblivious to what the First Amendment says, that Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech or the right of the people to peacefully assemble. Well, there is no law here. What we have is an executive order. Trump does as he pleases, and that's why they have the No Kings issue there. It's a great label for it, except that I think it needs to be put into context. LifeSite News said these people are anti-Christian because Christ is a king. And we have the kingdom of heaven, and the kings are not a bad thing. Well, they are on earth. Christ might be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he is. However, these people who act like kings think that they are God. They don't act like a king. They act like the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why the founders said, no king but Jesus. And that's why they said, lex rex, the law is king. These people have sworn to obey the law. And from Trump to Homan to the thug with a mask on his face, they all swore as a condition of their office to uphold the Constitution. That's what their authority is based on. And these people are, to go back in to the example of the Lord of the Rings, you remember the guys who were the stewards of Gondor, and they wanted to be the kings, and they did not want the king to return. Well, these guys are stewards. That's what they are. They are not the king. They want to think that they're the king, but they're unfaithful stewards. And when they violate their oath to the Constitution that gives them their authority, they have no legitimate authority. They have a lot of force, though, and they're willing to use that without any restraint. It was the very First Amendment to the Constitution, and it was key to getting the states to go along with the Constitution. Many states refused to sign to support the Constitution after it was drafted in 1787 because they were fearful of a strong federal government with no constraints to protect people from overreach. It was a sticking point that refused to yield, as the objecting states would not support the Constitution without a guarantee of individual liberties, including freedom of religion, and most importantly, the freedom to speak openly, together, and to criticize the government. Well, because those things can't be separated, right? You can't have free exercise of religion without freedom of speech. And if you have freedom of speech, it's going to be tied to you're going to be free to speak about your religion. Of course, the left wants to shut that down as well. Both the left and the right are coming for every aspect of the Constitution, especially free speech. Neither of them values it. and we need not fall for the virtue signaling and the lies of either side. The reality is that both sides have been pushing for this civil war. They both want to fight each other, and we're going to be stuck in the middle. That's the reality of this thing. Freedom of speech beyond the reach or control of government stands as a beacon of freedom throughout the world. And the fact that freedom of speech is under attack everywhere, for every reason, is one of the key issues. And we see this everywhere across the world. And people just don't appreciate the importance of it, I think. So that's why Trump's executive order declaring that the federal government would now punish dissenters, whom he labeled domestic terrorists, sends chills down the spine of anyone who has the slightest concept of history. People in MAGA who support Trump's centralized thought control have no concept of what it's like to live under authoritarian rule, even though we got a taste of it under Biden and the January the 6th stuff. That was coming after people who had peacefully, for the most part, had peacefully exercised their right to protest. It got violent, but again, as many people on the right will point out, that violence was instigated by aggressive police who started pushing, shoving, and shooting people and firing tear gas in the crowd. They could understand that on January the 6th. They can't understand the principle if it's somebody that they don't like. They just want them hurt. And they're no different than the left when it comes to that. I am so sick and tired of these MAGA people saying I voted for it. And I just want to say, yes, you did. And you should have known better. And you voted for it. I didn't. I didn't vote for either one of these thugs. Wouldn't vote for the left or the right. So people in MAGA who support this don't know what it's like to live under the authoritarian rule like in China. You have Xi Jinping has installed facial recognition software into China's public security apparatus. Records everyone at cross lights and bus stops. Of course, we have something here like that, too. But it has a nice fascist flair to it. And by that, I mean it's a corporate government partnership. The flock cameras are doing the same thing. But, of course, here, since it's run by a corporation and used by government, we pretend the government is not funding it and the government has nothing to do with it. So we put a nice corporate veneer on it so that people can get rich off of the tyranny. And then we say, oh, it's legal because it's not being done by the government. So it's interesting on Raw Story, of course, you know, the Marxists are cheered by these leftists as well. Che Guevara and all the rest of these people who do this stuff as well. There is an amazing blindness on both the left and the right to the actions of people that are, you know, they only look at, first of all, do I like you or dislike you? Do I agree with you or disagree with you? If I disagree with you or dislike you, then I will applaud everything that is done to you. I think a good example of this is that pastor that got shot in the face with a pepper ball. You know, I look at what this guy's done. He's been with BLM marches. He has desecrated his church with all kinds of weird kind of satanic stuff as well as LGBT stuff. I don't agree with him religiously or politically on anything, I think. But I really don't agree with the thugs shooting people who are just exercising their speech on the sidewalk, shooting them from a rooftop in the face. How do we make an excuse for that? How do we cheer that even worse? How do we cheer Trump doing extrajudicial killings, blowing up ships out in the ocean at a whim? How do we cheer that? And yet people do. So James Madison, he says, would be proud of No King's Day. Huge crowds marched in major cities. Smaller gatherings sprung up across small-town USA for No King's protests against the Trump administration. Again, as I said, even in Knoxville, the largest crowd they've ever had. They said a No King's protest decrying Trump surveillance worries emerged. This is from Reuters. It's like, oh, now you're paying attention to the surveillance state, which was also put in by your guy, Biden. And see, that's it. It's the left-right march of tyranny. And these people are blind to it. That's why they keep switching them back and forth. They go from Trump to Biden to Trump to somebody else, right? And then everybody thinks it was the other team that did it to them when their own team did it as well. People who take part in Saturday's mass, No King's protest.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Against Trump's administration may be targeted for federal government surveillance and a range of technology that could include facial recognition, phone hacking, said civil libertarians. Well, the left thought it was just great when Biden geofenced conservatives on January the 6th. But there's going to be a oh no moment for MAGA again as well as they're cheering this from Trump. So in preparation for this, you see the right-wing media. Here's a good example of this from Zero Hedge. The right-wing fear-mongering about what was going to be coming up. No Kings kicks off across the country as states prepare for violence. There was no violence. The billionaire-funded No Kings protest. That's their fallback position, right? All this whole thing was AstroTurf. I'm sorry, but you don't get AstroTurf 7 million people in city after city. People have legitimate griefs, gripes, I should say, about what Trump is doing. And, he is activating people. That's what they should look at. The right is blind to the unconstitutional authoritarian actions of Trump because they'll excuse any means because they want the ends. I want these illegal aliens out of here, and I don't care what you do. Shoot them in the street. I don't care. And they don't realize how that is galvanizing the people who want to turn us into a Marxist state. And people who are somewhere in the middle, that's moving them into the radical left category in reaction. The events are supposed to be peaceful and lawful, but stick around. We'll be watching throughout the day while these future rocket scientists get their wiggles out. A similar protest in June descended into political violence. And so that did not happen. And just as you've seen the clips of Mike Johnson and Stephen Miller and Trump claiming that the cities are on fire. No, they weren't. Not till you got there. Officials in several states, and even after you got there, officials in several states boosted security ahead of this. In Virginia and in Texas, you had the governors ordering state troopers and guards. In Austin, for example, the Texas governor said an Antifa-linked protest was about to go down. This is the other thing, too. Antifa is as anti-free speech as you can get. I used to say Antifa stands for anti-First Amendment, F-A, right? Not fascist, but First Amendment. They're against free speech. And I've told the story many times about when Karen was at a protest at the abortion center there in Austin. It's the first time I saw Antifa. They show up. The guy's got a black sign to cover up her sign that says that abortion is a black genocide. And so he puts his black sign up in front of hers, and she goes down low, and he goes down low to cover it. She goes like, so the two of them are going up and down, up and down. He had nothing to say. He just didn't want her to be able to speak. Anti-First Amendment. But, of course, the left always does a great job of labels, right? To them, of course, anybody is a fascist that is to the right, anywhere to the right of their radical leftist communism. But by calling themselves anti-fascist, I mean, who wants to really be a fascist, right? Nobody wants to say, no, I'm pro-fascist. Even the fascists deny that, just like the communists deny that they're communist. They call themselves Antifa, or they call themselves socialist or whatever, progressives. But they have it's a great label. So you had a lot of people that were wearing I'm Antifa shirts. You had George Conway was showing up, and they tried to make a big deal about, oh, look, look, he's Antifa. Well, the problem, as I said, is that you're pushing people into that camp. You know, the biggest recruiter for all this stuff is not George Soros. It's Donald Trump. So I don't think this is astroturfed. I think there's too many people. I think that Trump is motivating them. This is a pushback against militarization, against the Posse Comitatus law. And so we're seeing polarization. We're seeing Trump galvanizing and activating more people than Soros ever did. So in Maryland, Townsend University's chapter of the Young Democratic Socialists of America demanded that the school declare itself a sanctuary campus. It's at it again, this time activating, organizing, mobilizing students as woke foot soldiers in the Democrat Party's latest, they want to call it a color revolution, under the billionaire-funded movement known as No Kings. Well, you know, it's always this whataboutism. They'll come back and say, what about Soros? What about this? What about that? And just look at it for what it was, what happened there. There was no violence. And again, I see it as the trucker protests. And, you know, I didn't want to show up to this thing because I didn't want to be labeled as supporting what they support politically. I don't support anything they support politically. You know, I don't agree with MAGA people. They say that, you know, I would agree with the ends that they want, their stated ends, but I am repulsed by the means that they're choosing. But when it comes to the left, I don't want the end result that they want. And, of course, they use a lot of the same means as well that are reprehensible. What's unique about this protest at Townsend University is how these dark money NGOs can rile up young people using the same tactics U.S. intelligence agencies employ overseas in regime change operations. Well, let me just correct this for you, Zero Hedge. The U.S. intelligence agencies don't limit their operations to overseas. That's a news flash for you, is it? Where have you been? You paid any attention to what's going on in America? I mean, it's just the CIA, the NSA does not limit their criminal actions to foreign lands. That's the big problem. That's why they should be gone. The right is just fooling themselves. This is an organic, genuine anger at Trump tactics. And they're whistling in the dark when they tell themselves that it's all just astroturf done by Zero Hedge. So what's more interesting is that when Townsend administrative staff asked members of the Young DSA for a list of speakers at today's event, citing safety concerns amid rising political violence, the socialist group refused to have their speakers vetted. Well, here we have the right demanding that everybody get permission for speech. They turn speech into a privilege and saying that you ought to be completely investigated if you dare to speak against the government. They used to be repulsed by that type of thing.
Also, why are they investigating the speakers? Is it a matter of, oh, if only they had investigated Charlie Kirk more, he wouldn't have been hurt?
That's right.
I mean, what good is investigating the speakers going to do for political violence?
Yeah. Yeah, it's none of this makes any sense, but this is the delusion of the right. They may have, the left may be deranged, but the right is delusional. They're deluding themselves about Trump. They're deluding themselves about the police state here. So the Townsend University students moved their No Kings rally off campus after a school official told them speakers' names would be run through federal government databases and vetted for security reasons. Well, I guess I'm on a list for that kind of stuff as well. I don't agree with that. And I don't think that that's something that we ought to say, well, look, you know, they're obviously got something to hide, right? Didn't we talk about the fact that Larry Ellison and others were saying, well, it's going to be great when we have a surveillance state. Everybody's going to be on their best behavior because we'll be watching everything that you say. I think that is reprehensible. And now the right is applauding it. Students moved the event fearing the speakers would be targeted by the Trump administration. Yeah, that's a real issue, just like with Biden. Which has threatened to pursue and punish liberal activist groups if their names...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Shared with federal authorities. It's the same thing that Biden did on January the 6th. Why can't the right figure this out? I mean, they went through this. It isn't like you have to say, well, historically we have seen this, this, and this in other countries. You just went through all this stuff. And you want to push the left through it now, and you don't realize that left's going to do it to you again. I mean, they're making this an established precedent. That we go after our political enemies when we win political office, and we lock up our opponents, and we go after the other side and lock them up. I don't want to live in America like that. It's disgusting to me. So dangerous rhetoric has been laid for the last 10 years, calling Trump and his supporters fascists and Nazis, and dehumanizing political opponents, allowing armed left-wing radicals, here they do the same thing, right, and the Antifa people to mobilize and justify civil terrorism operations. And so conservatives are embracing the left's hate speech ethic now. I don't like this. You're ramping up the rhetoric. Somebody's going to get hurt. Speech is violence, and we need to censor you, and we need to shut down your rallies and your speeches and so forth. Look, the answer to bad speech is more speech. It's what Charlie Kirk did. He said, prove me wrong, and we'll have a debate with this. You can't go down this path of shutting down the people that you disagree with. I don't care whether you're on the left or the right. And the left is just as bad about this. They call everybody fascists and Nazis, and the right calls everybody Antifa. If you're out there protesting, then you're obviously Antifa. You know, they're just as blind and just as prone to putting people in groups as the left is. How Charlie Kirk's murder was a condition to think that conservatives are fascists, said one person, Western Lensman. Yeah, that's right. It's going to all end that way, right? And they said, communists are very good at this, said Zero Hedge. Well, again, the First Amendment is just like the Second Amendment. When you got people who are going to use guns to kill people, what you do is you have guns to defend yourself. When you have the First Amendment that is used, that's going to spread lies and kill people and spread tyranny, you need to have more of the First Amendment. So the answer to somebody doing the wrong thing with guns or doing the wrong thing with speech is the same. You have more speech, you have more guns to protect yourself. Otherwise, when you go down this path, you wind up living in North Korea. So the Zero Hedge finishes with North Korea, saying, we can't imagine a movement that's more steeped in idiocracy than citizens able to freely demonstrate in public against a so-called authoritarian king. Try that in North Korea. Well, it's not as if we haven't seen Trump use this his police powers against people, and he's boasting that he'll do it even more. And so even as these idiots say their speech should be shut down, and the feds should investigate them. I mean, this is the same article. These people are saying, look at these guys, these radical people. They didn't want to give their names. They went somewhere so they wouldn't be investigated and vetted, investigated by the secret police in Washington. And they say, well, you can go out there and speak. Well, we see what's coming. That's what we're speaking against. We see that this is ramping up. Yes, we're not at North Korea level yet. But I tell you, when you have a situation where, it came uncomfortably close with Charlie Kirk being killed, came uncomfortably close to the situation had in North Korea, where when the dear leader died, everybody had to show up and cry. And if you didn't cry loudly enough or longly enough, you were target of investigation of the government. Same thing happened here with Charlie Kirk. Unless you bow the knee to him and pay proper respect, they came after you. What are you going to say, Lance?
It's just so ironic that this article where they decry that they were allowed to do this ends with, oh, well, they couldn't have done that in North Korea. If only we were more like North Korea, huh? Is that your take mm-hmm. on this?
Mm-hmm.
If this were North Korea, we would have all of their names. They'd be investigated. It would be perfect.
Right. This Zero Hedge article is just as unself-aware of that hypocrisy, as you just pointed out, Lance, as all these MAGA people are, you know, when I look at this online. Well, how do we get to this point? Well, we get to this point because Congress is not going to do anything. I liked this. this is some AI that was done by Neuberger and changed the music. He had a song going on. There's Mike Johnson, Kissing the Ring. There you go. Yeah. Mr. King. He loves this. Donald Trump is really enjoying being king. It's good to be the king, he thinks. And seeing in AI after AI, he's putting himself up as king. And of course, in order to kiss the ring, Johnson had to say nonsense like this.
I'll turn it back over to the leader. We'll take some questions. But we've heard, and many of you have reported already, this Hate America rally that they have coming up for October 18th. The Antifa crowd and the pro-Hamas crowd and the Marxists, they're all going to gather on the Mall. We got some House Democrats selling T-shirts for this event. It is an outrageous gathering for outrageous purposes, but the Democrats in the Senate have shown that they're afraid of that crowd, that they don't want to bow, that they want to bow to them, bow the knee to them, and they don't want to take incoming.
You're afraid of Trump.
And so they're willing to hold the American people hostage so that they don't have to face an angry mob of that's a big chunk of their base. Now, if that's a rumor, they need to come out and clarify that it's not, but that is what we are hearing is their actual motivation, and it is outrageous. All this is
you're hearing that's their motivation, right? Is there anybody more despicable than Mike Johnson? I mean, he has reached levels of Lindsey Graham now in his despicability. This guy will do anything to kiss the ring. The most disgusting people out there. This Hate America rally that they have coming up on October 18th, the Antifa crowd, the pro-Hamas crowd, the Marxists, all the labels I can think of, right? Which is exactly what they talk about the left doing. Look, they called us Nazis. They called us fascists. I think. So he just does the same thing. They're mirror bookends of each other, I'm afraid. Well, Fox News actually put a clip back-to-back of Mike Johnson talking about that Hate America rally right there. And then they immediately followed it up with the smiling protesters waving American flags at these rallies that were happening. And that's newsworthy because it was done by Fox News. It drew the attention of CNN media reporter Brian Stelter. Again, Brian Stelter, one of the people who has focused on censoring other people who have different opinions. Nevertheless, on Saturday, Fox News butted clips of House Speaker Mike Johnson attacking the Hate America, No Kings rallies with peaceful protesters waving American flags. Stelter posted it to X. He said, Fox News just did this, by the way. As people walked by waving American flags, a Fox reporter in Atlanta tossed to a clip of Johnson's Hate America venom, along with a Hakeem Jeffries soundbite, then back to normal people protesting in a local park. It was Madison Scarpino, Fox News reporter, showed a video, peaceful, smiling protesters at the rally in Atlanta, while saying millions of Americans were expected to come out across the country. Just here in Atlanta rally, organizers expect up to 10,000 people. That's checking out from what we're seeing so far. You see this sea of people holding signs, chanting, several speakers so far. They're fired up, she said. What are they fired up?
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Up about. Did they all get a paycheck from George Soros? This is what the right is telling itself. And it's why they're going to continue to go down this path. They're not going to be deterred by this. Because they're telling themselves a lie that this is all just astroturf. No, people are fed up with the policies that Trump is doing. Even if you agree with the end result, you don't like the means that he is doing right. And he doesn't have to use those means. I've talked many times about what could be done about it. For example, the guy who was in Chicago, and he gets hit by ICE, and he doesn't have any... He's legal, he's got his paper, but he doesn't have his papers on him. He's working at a job. And so he doesn't have his identity papers. So they take him, they find out that, yeah, he's really legal. And then they fine him $130 for not having his identity papers with him, like we're under some kind of Nazi occupation. The reality then is that he says, I don't have $130. I'm living in a rent-free apartment. Because, he's not, for the most part, he's not working. Very much. So again, that's the issue. Stop giving that guy a rent-free apartment. You don't need to send out Nazi thugs with masks and body armor to start kicking people, ramming people with their cars, shooting people in the face with pepper balls. That's not the right way to do this. That's the way that somebody who's a thug like Donald Trump, a mafia mob boss, and somebody like Tom Homan would do it. But that's not the right way to do it. You get rid of the welfare magnet. Number one, and then you start to enforce the law. And instead of picking the people up and then catch and release, you actually deport them. What's so difficult about that? While many House Republicans are calling these Hate America rallies, Jeffries calls it patriotism, Scarpina said, before playing a clip of him saying, I support the right of every single American to participate in rallies that will take place this week, showing up to express dissent against an out-of-control administration. That's as American as motherhood, baseball, and apple pie. Well, I don't know where the Democrat Party is on apple pie and baseball, but I know they don't like motherhood. They've come out against motherhood. Scarpina added, we're going to be keeping an eye on all these protests nationwide, looking for any potential clashes as the governors of both Texas and Virginia say they have their state National Guard troops ready to go if needed. So, again, yes?
It's just amazing how Trump can make these people that have been attacking the First Amendment for all this time seem like champions of free speech, in the same way that he makes these people that were hiding the Epstein documents seem like these champions of these poor victims of Epstein as they're pushing to get it released because they know he's not going to do anything. They can call him out on it because they know they're safe.
That's right. Yeah, that's the big problem with what Trump is doing. Like I said before, he's pushing people towards the radical left. And we don't share their agenda at all. And they will be just as authoritarian once they get the power as Trump is. And so that's the bad thing about it. He's making these people look good. You know, when he starts shutting down the First Amendment and censoring people because he doesn't like what they say, whether it's about Israel or whether it's about him or his thuggish police, then he doubles down on the thuggishism. So again, Johnson said, we call it the Hate America rally. Well, that hasn't aged too well. George Conway comes out as Antifa at an O'Kings rally. This is from the Daily Caller. This is the way they're going to portray it. The left picks the terms, as I said before. You know, they want to be anti-fascist, and so we accept their narrative. We can't come up with a term ourselves, so we just go with their labels. And it's very much like...
I have to feel like the... protest would have been called the hate America rally if it were, you know, the left putting that label out. You would see that from every news media. It's the Hate America rally is coming up on such and such a date.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's very much this tribalism is very much like George W. Bush. You're either with us or you're with the terrorist. It's that type of thing that's happening always. And it's one of the reasons why, you know, when I absolutely detest the means that Donald Trump is using, I would not show up at one of these rallies because of what George Carlin said.
I hate groups of people. I hate people who have a group of people with a common purpose. Because pretty soon they have little hats and armbands and fight songs and a list of people they're going to visit at 3 a.m.
We're in a pre-fascist state. And I say when fascism comes to America, it will not be wearing jackboots and brown shirts, and it will be wearing Nike sneakers, and it will have smiley face buttons on the Hard Rock.
And carrying
t-shirt.
A flag.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
And a Bible.
Always that.
Yeah, well, both sides play this game. Here's Daily Caller. Breaking. No Kings protester carries a sign that appears to show a guillotine. Do you remember how many times the left and the mainstream media showed pictures of that hangman's scaffolding and the hangman's noose at January the 6th? Ad nauseum, right? One person puts that up, and they all use that shot. And here you've got Daily Caller on the right now saying, somebody had a picture of a guillotine. Whoa, we can't have that. We got trouble right here in River City, right? This is the way they both operate. Again, one organizer brags to MSNBC, I'm proud to say the people out here are Antifa. Well, look, we know that Antifa is evil. We know it's deceptive. We know that it doesn't support any part of the First Amendment. It doesn't support protests of causes that they don't like. And Trump is pushing people into their arms. That's the issue here. I said, when they show up in costumes, they interviewed MSNBC. Went there and interviewed some people in costume. They interviewed a guy who was in a unicorn inflatable costume. And he says, I'm trying to look as ridiculous as we can to protest Trump being ridiculous. And, you know, I got to say, I'm not a fan of going to demonstrations. I think it's important to show up en masse and to say that we're against something. But every time you do that, you always got people who are going to show up. I remember whenever the Libertarian Party would get together and have, we had a convention or something, and people would show up, and it would be really embarrassing. It's like, I'm not with that guy in his underwear over there, okay? That's not what I'm about. And so, you know, you always wind up in a situation like that where even if they don't have agent provocateurs who come in and pick a fight with the cops, or the cops don't pick a fight with people and it turns into a melee like January the 6th, even if you don't have that, you're going to have people who show up that absolutely embarrass you. I have nothing to do with this guy or his cause.
That's part of the issue with the Libertarian Party is, ironically, they make some of the best arguments for why someone needs to kind of come in and impose order on people. You see them dancing around there, and it's like, maybe unlimited freedom isn't what we need.
That's right. I remember when I went to Salt Lake City when they had the convention there, and it was, as conservative as Utah is, they go out and try to get as liberal and as libertine as they can. And so they're scantily clothed and dancing around and doing all kinds of stuff and, you know, flaunting, smoking pot and all this other. It's like, man, it's like, what am I doing here? I don't know who these people are. Anyway, this guy said, I never interviewed a unicorn live on MSNBC. And he said, well, we're here peacefully protesting, looking as ridiculous as we can, just so maybe we can appeal to the president because he is a ridiculous leader that is normalizing abuse of power. We can't stand and act like nothing is happening. But again, it is, did it change anything? If it changed anything, what it did was Trump's actions are moving people towards Antifa. The No Kings protesters silent when Democrats rule as monarchs, says Just the News. And I agree with that. But the other side of this is that the right is silent when Trump is ruling as an absolute monarch. Can we just get the full truth here? You know, they'll tell you the truth about the other side, they'll lie about their side, and just the news usually does a pretty good job. But this is a one-sided article. When anyone starts bleating about dictatorship, they have to start with defining regal or king-like actions, and they need to look at the activity and the actions of recent presidents to get a sense of perspective. And so what he's saying is, well, Biden, what about Biden? What about this? It's this whataboutism. They can't police their own. Instead, they excuse their own because the other guys did it. And that's how we ratchet everything down in this downward spiral that our society is in. So one person on Mediaite says, well, the protests were great for social media, but not for meaningful change. And that's the way it always is. Reportedly drew 7 million people across the nation. Good for the organizers as attendance is growing. But this might also be a problem, not because the marchers aren't sincere, not because moral clarity doesn't matter, it does, but because every protest that doesn't lead to an organization might be worse than no protest at all. It gives a feeling of agency without the fact of it. It lets us post, share, and check the box that I did something, while the machinery of power keeps humming unbothered. This is the trap of protest in the age of algorithm. It's not that demonstrators are performative. All politics involves performance. But the performance has become the point. The march happens, the signs get photographed, the videos go viral, everybody goes home feeling like they did something. Meanwhile, nothing changes except your feed, which has already moved on. Every protest becomes a pressure valve, releasing energy that might otherwise build into something lasting. Political scientist Tufekci calls this tactical freeze. The paralysis that follows a viral high. They said the Women's March drew 4 million people and built no durable structure. Occupy Wall Street absolutely electrified a generation, then entirely evaporated. And, of course, he's looking at things on the left. This is Mediaite. I see the same thing with the Tea Party March. I remember when the Tea Party March happened and there was a huge number of people in Washington, and the media tried to downplay the number of people that was there, but it was big. But again, it had no, there was no real organization that came out of it. You had a lot of people who made a lot of money. Glenn Beck really milked the Tea Party stuff. But there wasn't any defined principles even about it. And so, you know, I said, so you're taxed enough already, are you? Well, what's the problem then? Do you need to cut spending or just cut taxes? And where do you cut spending? What are your priorities? What do you stand for? Do you stand for the Constitution? On and on, right? There was nothing about it that was defined. And the same thing is true of these other movements. And so he looks at it, he says, movements that actually change the country are built on institutions that endured between spectacles. Voter drives when no cameras were rolling, legal strategies that took years, local chapters meeting in church basements, doing the slow, unglamorous work of accumulating power, one conversation at a time. He says, the march on Washington was an exclamation point on a sentence that took a decade to write. The march was the culmination and not the plan. But Trump's allies are not marching. They've been organizing, and they're on school boards, election commissions, and state legislatures. They're passing laws, installing loyalists, dismantling oversight. They're disciplined, hierarchical, and relentless. The progressive movement is networked, expressive, and episodic. MAGA has been hard at work building a movement while progressives seem content in posting a cleaver sign on Instagram. And so again, it is, it's organization, but I think it's important to have organization to have a principle. The problem with MAGA is it's organized, but it's organized around what? It's organized around a king. And it's organized around an authoritarian, move towards power. It's not organized to restore the Constitution. Just take a look at what Trump is doing about the people who criminally should be prosecuted for the lawfare that they did against him. He should be doing it in a way to restore the rule of law. Instead, what he's doing is he wants it to be seen as personal revenge. Don't mess with me or I'll get you. And all that does is escalate this in a downward spiral so that the next guy will do the same thing. And so it becomes about accruing power to the presidency rather than taking power away from these people who have abused it. So LifeSite News says Soros funded the No Kings protest attack America and Christianity, not just Trump. Well, the reality is that this is, you may not like the people that are there, and I don't agree with Move On or the Human Rights Campaign or any of these other people, but their main grief about all this is that, you know, what's this about not having kings? Kings are good. Well, they say, you know, look at the people who are funding this. And so they got all these people on the left who are giving millions of dollars to some of these organizations. And I look at it and I say, well, how is this different than the right-wing billionaires who are giving millions of dollars to Charlie Kirk's organization, Turning Point? You know, that was their political cause. It doesn't matter if you're going to allow that kind of money to be thrown around. It doesn't matter whether it's left-wing or right-wing. It just gets people upset. That's what a lot of people criticize about Charlie Kirk. Oh, look, he was funded by the Koch brothers, or he was funded by this group or that group, or Israel or whatever. Get beyond who is funding them. That may tell you where this guy is going to be pushing people. But that doesn't necessarily tell the entire story.
I think all this focusing on the funding stuff is sort of tied in with how they were trying to make this into some big violent thing, mm-hmm. because there have been violent stuff funded with suspicious funding, let's say, by people like Soros.
That's right.
And they don't do anything in those cases. A lot of that happened under Trump, and he didn't do anything to stop those particular people that were funding it to go after any of the organization or anything.
That's right.
Instead, they're going to say, oh, well, if these people that more or less agree with that guy are protesting, then naturally it's going to be just as violent as the other times that we didn't do anything, so therefore we've got to come after all of you.
And of course, Trump, when it was being funded by Soros, Black Lives Matter and all the rest of the stuff in the summer of 2020, Trump did nothing, as cities really were burning. And now the cities are not burning, he's doing this stuff, and again, it goes round and round. So, LifeSite News says, No Kings might be a catchy slogan, but it is a sinister phrase. In the Old Testament, God raised up King Solomon, King David. Jesus Christ came to establish the kingdom of God. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Well, that's why I said before that the founders were not against Jesus. They made it clear, no king but Jesus. And they did not want to have earthly kings. And that's what these people should be saying. But of course, they're not.
Yeah, what was it, the Old Testament? What did God say in the Old Testament?
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Testament about kings when the people of Israel demanded one.
That's right. He said that through Samuel. He told him, he said, yeah, well, you want a king because you don't trust me, right? And I'll tell you what that king's going to do. He's going to take your men and send them to war. He's going to steal your money, tax everything. He's going to enslave your daughters to work for him. That's what governments do in general. They rebel like the devil did against order, against hierarchy, against the immutable fact that Christ is king. Not only over each of them, but also over society by natural right. Well, I would say that Trump is the rebel against authority, because the authority is the Constitution, and he's rebelling against it. And it doesn't matter if Biden did it. Biden's not president right now. I protested Biden when he did it. I'll protest Trump when he's doing it now. We need to speak out against that. He doesn't get a pass to do this because Biden did it. Let's get over that. People on the right need to get over that. The reality is that the king is the law. The king is the Constitution that they swear allegiance to. Well, for all the people who are saying that this is radical Antifa communists, they can't keep their story straight on that either. It's just like the Zero Hedge thing that said, well, these people should be investigated and they should be turned, their name should be given to the government. But they should be glad they don't live in a place like North Korea when they're pushing for North Korea. Well, the other thing that we see from all this is everybody's talking about how these are a bunch of old boomer protesters.
It was a very amusing day yesterday. There were about 100,000 is the estimate inside the Beltway where I am. And it did look like a giant water aerobics class in many of these places where people were on their way to the early bird special. They broke it off at four so they could get to the early bird special. It was my generation. It was the boomers. And Woodstock was a long time ago. This was a little bit like Woodstock with a smattering of their grandkids thrown in.
And that's Fox News. And again, I have seen over and over again people mocking the socioeconomic status and the age of the people who show up to the Trump rallies. Oh, look, it's a bunch of old boomers, you know, in red caps. The same tactics of the left and the right. Do you realize how much alike these people are? They want the same end, folks. They want to have us under their thumb. And they will come up with any kind of narrative. And so again, in this article from Zero Hedge, they list all of the left-wing funders of this kind of stuff and say, yeah, but on the other hand, so this is all being done as a color revolution by George Soros. And on the other hand, it's a bunch of old, aging Vietnam War protesters. Again, they break it down, $295 million to the No Kings 2.0 partners and organizations. Again, look at both sides are doing this. Mostly unhinged white baby boomers dragged out of their retirement homes, they said. But the money and the dangerous radicals, right? Right just can't make up their mind what to say about this. And on it goes. 90%+ of the crowd is white and filled with retirees, said Eric Daugherty. White baby boomers who could have been home spending time with their grandkids instead hit the streets on Saturday, and you can't make this up, said another. That's actually Zero Hedge. So again, were they paid by Soros to come out? Because you can't keep your narrative straight, can you? Boomers at the No Kings demonstration still think they're the cool kids fighting the man like they were during the Vietnam War protests. No, the reality is that Trump is motivating these people more than Soros. Fueled by billionaires, No Kings presents a color revolution style mobilization against Trump. Another reactionary article from Zero Hedge, where they have absolutely no sense of history, not even history of 4 years ago. That's the saddest thing about this. Over and over again, we see this. And then you had articles about the furries who are joining the anti-Trump No Kings protests in D.C. You know, you had the same situation at the convoy protest in Canada. You know, people were showing that it was a festival. They were had kids, they had costumes and all the rest of this stuff, and Trudeau relentlessly labeled them as radical terrorists. Same playbook, always used by the people in authority. It doesn't matter what they say, whether they're left-wing or whether they're right-wing, they always use the same script. Well, let's take a look at some of the comments.
Also, they couldn't find a picture of a furry for the like front of their article about that. They've just got a guy in a comical suit.
Yeah, they have a lot of people in inflatable costumes, and you got to make sure you don't fall down on one of those things because it's really hard to get up from what I've seen. I've never been in one. I don't think I ever will be.
Also, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but there's a lot of furry fascists, like gay furry fascists. Like, there's a strange amount of crossover there. I don't understand how it happens, but if you spend enough time online, you will see a fur costume and an SS uniform. It just is something you will see. I don't know what to tell you. So.
Well, I think it's also true of communists. It's just any super weird mental illness tends to go hand in hand with other mental
extremist
illnesses.
Extremist idea, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we got extremists on the left and right, as I said so many times. If you look at the Nolan chart, you start to get an idea that Stalin and Hitler are not polar opposites of each other. They both fall in the same little area because they're authoritarian. And these people just don't see the authoritarianism of their own side. They think they're exactly the opposite of the other side, and they're not. They're more like than they are.
Well, so you'd think, different. You know, these furries that get into the fascist Nazi stuff, you'd think they'd all be German shepherds, but for some reason, they're not. I don't.
Yeah, a lot of Rottweilers there. Yeah.
We've got DG8. Thank you very much, DG8. It says, David, it's amazing to see these people all radicalized over this bogus two-party illusion. The left-right paradigm is a joke. It's basically become a prison for people who have no discernment.
That's right. Before you know it, people are wearing caps. And then other people put on armbands and T-shirts. It's just, you know, whatever they want to do. And they all think that they're in a righteous cause.
That's why you got to be able to harness these people. You got to be the one that directs them. Atomic Dog. David, Amazon Web Services has a massive outage causing many sites to be disrupted. They're back up, but some sites still having issues. That's probably what's going on with Restream then.
Yeah, thank
Makes
you.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Will to Box. Wow, an actual crowd. Didn't see that for lockdowns.
That's right. I look at this stuff and it's like, why are people picking these particular types of issues? I agree. I don't like what Trump is doing. But I thought what happened with lockdown was far more egregious, actually. But, I can see the issues with this as well.
I think it's just a matter of the types of people that typically would protest civil liberties were all just put to sleep by Trump with the lockdown stuff.
I think they were scared to death. They want to believe everything the government tells them. And the government told them that they're going to die. And so then they got angry at those of us who didn't play along with the scam rather than the people who were putting a scam against them, like Trump. Even though it was Trump, they didn't get upset with him.
Yeah, it's once someone has bought in, it's much, much harder to convince them they were wrong.
Yeah.
You know, the sunk cost fallacy. Well, no.
But when you look at this, I mean, you know, the lockdown, that was 100% Trump. And the left, even though they hated Trump, they went along with that, again, because they were just scared to death.
DG8 says, David, notice they always bring up that clown Soros. Never forget AIPAC funds Hakeem Jeffries, Nadler, Schiff, Schumer, Biden, Kamala, and more.
Yeah.
They fund people who want to destroy America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Queen of the Juice. While we're MAGAs so mad, we are protesting corrupt cops using illegal surveillance and digital IDs, scooping up everyone's information in a dragnet. Bulldog, Trump's doing a hell of a job on that peace plane he has. That's right. It's looking more and more peaceful by the day.
Yeah.
You must learn of our peaceful ways.
And that's why I didn't cover it for a couple of days, because I knew it wasn't going to last. I figured if I just wait a day or two, it'll already erupt. Well, it lasted more than a day or two, but it's already erupted. They're already shooting at each other.
Yeah. So lasting. Bulldog. Nope. Footstep 77. There is no political solution for a spiritual battle.
That's right.
Geese Busters, good to see you, Geese Busters. Hope you're doing well. Many of those Flock cameras are installed at many Home Depot parking lots. I'll never shop at Home Depot again. Facial recognition is used in all of their stores.
Really? I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah, no idea. Ephesians 6:12, I agree. Trump is activating these people just as he did on J6.
Mm-hmm.
Queen of the Juice, the rally was a dragnet for political dissidents. I was already profiled, so I didn't care. They've got our number. Ephesians 6:12, I feel like the No Kings rally was a great opportunity for Trump's tech bros surveillance companies to track and trace people via their smartphones, sponsored by both parties.
Yeah, and of course, you know, Biden already did that on January the 6th.
Probably. There's also the fact that if you have a digital presence, chances are your political beliefs, leanings, affiliations are all already known.
Yes, that's right.
They don't necessarily need you to show up to a rally that says, I believe this specific thing. They can tell just based off your metadata. How many different right-wing memes have you interacted with? How many left-wing memes?
Mm-hmm.
What have you looked at? What has caught your attention? If you're more likely to stay on a video that's left-leaning, you're probably left-leaning. If you're more likely to stay on a video that's right-leaning, you're probably right-leaning. And you do that once or twice, that doesn't say anything, but you do that 100 times, 200 times. They can very easily and very quickly hone in and pin down on where they think you fall on the spectrum and what you're likely to react to.
Exactly right. That's what it's all for. That's what it's all for.
Yeah.
And that's why they want the AI stuff with Palantir to have information access to all the different databases.
Yeah, because they don't have physically enough people to sit around and do that. But you put the AI on it, and it's actually pretty good at that sort of thing. And if it hallucinates a crime you didn't commit, who cares? They're the government. They're not going to – it's not going to matter to them. Audi MRR, the Hate America Rally? Epic BS.
That's right. It sure is. It's just amazing how pathetic both sides of this stuff are. Hate America Rally, yeah.
Yeah. Francine, what is the percentage of MAGA that answer, I have nothing to hide when it comes to surveillance? You know?
Yeah.
Sure. And what portion of them is lying?
The really stupid thing is they'll be like, oh, I have nothing to hide against Trump. So, you know, as long as Trump is doing the surveillance, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Queen of the juice. Nobody paid me to protest. Well, see, you should have gotten paid. You could have at least...
No. So, if you divide $7 million into the $265 million that Soros has out there, you got gypped. at least giving you a few bucks.
Exactly.
For that. But that's the whole point. You know, they can't keep their story straight. It's this constantly evolving narrative. Oh, well, they're all paid by Soros, and then you wind up with 7 million people. Oh, it's a bunch of Antifa stuff. Then they complain. It's a bunch of old folks who just got out of the retirement home, and they took in this before they went to their early bird special. What's wrong with their early bird specials? I don't know. Anyway, I mean, they can't keep their stories straight, right? You're radical Antifa terrorists, or you're a bunch of boomers who are doing this when they should be with their grandkids. That's the narrative that they keep putting out there over and over again.
He's too tall, too short, too fat, too thin.
Mm-hmm.
Nibiru 2029, the infantile sheeple are stuck in the mindset of my dog's better than your dog mentality, while parading along under the delusion of protesting.
Well, we're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, we're gonna take a look at when it really gets infantile, and that's when Trump gets involved with his memes. And the people that responded, this is what really got me fired up over the weekend when I saw Trump's video about his jet plane dropping crap on people. And I just look at this. It's like, what does this tell us about this guy? He's not a leader in any way, shape, or form. So, yeah. Free 56. 90% of the No Kings people went happily along with the COVID authoritarianism. And they cheered it, and they demanded it. You're absolutely right. It is the... there's a strong delusion and derangement on both sides.
Yeah, just so long as their guy is the one that's doing it, they're okay with it. Also, a little bit of more useless information for you. If they wanted it to be a furry, it shouldn't have been a dinosaur. People into dinosaurs are called scalies. So do with that what you will. I have to know it, and now you do too.
Scalies, yeah. How did they know the dinosaurs didn't have fur? That's what I'd like to know. You know, I go back and
I got no proof.
This evolutionary biology, you know, and if you look at the books, they draw their dinosaurs or whatever they found with the skeletons. They always draw them as like gray or green, and having skin or scales or whatever. And it's like, how do you know? I mean, if you were to go find a skeleton of a lion, for example, would you know that the males had manes? Would you know that a zebra had stripes? You know, God doesn't make the world gray and green like that. He has a lot of imagination. And so we don't know what these animals
are. I mean, look at how incredible modern lizards are. They've got all different kinds of colors. We've got chameleons. We've got geckos.
How would you ever know, looking at a skeleton, about the Madagascar chameleons and how the eyes that rotate in opposite directions and the long tongue that goes out, and they can change and all these different splashes of color? You know. Well, we're going to take a quick break, folks, and we'll be right back to talk about Trump's take on and the right and what they were doing in response to it. It's just unbelievably childish.
listening to The David Knight Show.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hello, it's me, Volodymyr Zelensky. I'm so tired of wearing these same t-shirts everywhere for years. You'd think with all the billions I've skimmed off America, I could dress better. And I could, if only David Knight would send me one of his beautiful gray MacGuffin hoodies or a new black t-shirt with the MacGuffin logo in blue. But he told me to get lost. Maybe one of you American suckers can buy me some at thedavidknightshow.com. You should be able to buy me several hundred. Those amazing sand-colored microphone hoodies are so beautiful. I'd wear something other than green military cosplay to my various galas and social events. If you want to save on shipping, just put it in the next package of bombs and missiles coming from the USA.
Elvis.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
And the sweet sounds of Motown. Find them on the Oldies channel at APSradio.com.
Welcome back, folks. Stealth Patriot, thank you very much. Says, say what they want, but at least the No Kings protesters are doing something. MAGA is busy trusting the plan while the church is engaged in idolatry.
I agree. I think it's good to show up and be counted. Like I said, I look at this stuff and it's like, I don't want to send the wrong message that I'm with Antifa. I'm not with Antifa or their goals that they choose to have out there. But I think it's good to have a massive protest. That's why, you know, we talk about Occupy Peace and Gerald Celente can't get anybody to show up for peace. Just showing up in large numbers. And what he does is he has a rally there where people talk about why we should have peace and not war. Specifically about, and he had a great lineup of speakers, but can't get people to show up even for something like that. And so, you know, I always am kind of wary of protests because, A, you know, who am I going to be grouped with and seen as buying into their agenda? And that's why I'm not a joiner in any of this kind of stuff. But the other part of it is also that you never know if there's going to be instigators on either side of this that are going to start violence and then people get blamed for it like we saw on January the 6th. And so that's frequently the case, but this was widespread enough that I guess they didn't do anything to try to set up agent provocateurs anywhere.
Yeah, real quickly, I'd like to remind everyone that it is your support that keeps the show going. So you can find all the ways you can support us at davidknight.news. A really good way is subscribestar.com/thedavidknightshow. We've got a lot of different tiers there. It's a fire and forget. It will bill you monthly. You can choose a tier that fits your budget. We really do appreciate all of the people who are on Subscribestar that support us. And on Subscribestar, we make sure that we post the links to the show every single day, as well as links for the articles that are covered as well. So if that's something you're interested in, every tier of support gets that on Subscribestar. We really do thank those people. I want to let people know that you can get a 10% discount at rncstore.com. That's if you're looking to hopefully stay outside of the medical industrial complex, they've got a lot of different products that can help you with your health.
Yeah, and then with especially the book by Jared Griffin, A World Without Cancer. And so educate yourself about that.
Yes, and they have that available as a PDF for download. So you can get that at rncstore.com and promo code NIGHT for 10% off their products, as well as homesteadproducts.shop. You get 10% off all of their high-quality Made in America products by using promo code NIGHT as well. They're the good guys, and we want to support people who align with what we believe. So homesteadproducts.shop.
Yeah, when it comes to things like cancer therapy, you got to say, just say no, K-N-O-W. You need to know about cancer therapy. Well, it's very important that Trump put out this meme, or whoever put this together. I don't know if it was somebody that was affiliated with him, but he put it out on his social media, and it went viral. And it became a rallying point for the right to push back their frustration against the massive protests. Here's the video that Trump put out. King Trump, it says on the jet, and he's wearing a crown. He's dropping excrement on the massive crowds of people there. And I said, when I saw that, it made me really angry. Yeah, it motivated me. So I said, this video is the perfect metaphor. Trump as king, dumping excrement on America. You know, excrement like destroying farms with tariffs, militarizing and federalizing police in the cities, starting wars, picking fights with every country, including those with whom we have trade surpluses. Capricious, arbitrary, constantly shifting tariff rates that destroy small and medium-sized businesses, manufacturers, and farmers. And, of course, his wars. And there he is in a jet dropping bombs on people. He loves that whole metaphor, doesn't he? Yeah, he can conduct war from a distance on all of us. I said, while RFK Jr. will not stop his mRNA poison from Trump's previous reign, for the MAGAtards who say that I've gone liberal, what do you want to conserve? Is there anything in America or the Constitution, is there any business, any industry that you would want to conserve, or is it okay for Trump to lock them down or to sanction them to death with tariffs? I want to conserve the Constitution, peace, prosperity, and the rule of law. MAGA has become the libs that they say that they're fighting. They are a perpetually offended mob that seeks to impose its capricious whims on everyone else and foolishly believes that the precedents they set won't be used against them. That's as true of MAGA as it is of the left. They want to enforce what they want on everybody else. And so you saw that one guy that was very noticeable there. It was actually a left-wing influencer, Harry Sisson, who was specifically put in that video. And he said, can a reporter please ask Trump why he posted an AI video of himself dropping poop on me from a fighter jet? He said, that'd be great to know. Thanks. And then Senator Brian Schatz said, seriously, why would the president post an image on the internet of airdropping feces on American cities?
Ironic we've got Schatz talking about this.
Yes, exactly. That's right. He would be the one that everybody quotes.
All the world's a stage.
Trump shares AI video of himself bombing No Kings protesters with manure, and he's doing it as king. And he has embraced himself in the role of king with many of these memes several times. He said, they say they're referring to me as a king. I'm not a king, he said on Fox News. But just a day later, he shared the AI-generated video of himself in a fighter jet with the words King Trump written across the jet, and he's wearing a crown. He also used AI to create a Time magazine cover of himself and a crown, which is captioned, Long Live the King. So he's really enjoying all this because it's all performance. He wears a crown, wields a sword in another video as a song with the words Hail to the King plays, and Nancy Pelosi and others bow to him. With anybody else, you would say it's a joke, but with Trump, it's not. It's a fantasy. New York City Police Department said more than 100,000 people peacefully attended the No Kings protest in America's most populous city. If crowd estimates hold, the event was the largest civil action in the U.S. since the first Earth Day 55 years ago. No major incidents or arrests were reported at other gatherings during the day. So, again, it was across the country. And this is from Steve Watson. You know, I hate to see people that I worked with cheer the police state and authoritarian actions and these unconstitutional actions. Kimmel said Trump is pretending that there's chaos for a military takeover. And, you know, Kimmel, that phrase, he's absolutely right about that. I've said that myself many times. Trump pretends that there's an emergency about everything so that he can do executive orders and rule like a king. And he's pretending that there is chaos when there is none, just like Trudeau pretended that there was chaos and that there was a violent faction when there was none. And yet Steve Watson takes him on, tries to make the case that there really is chaos and there really is a need for a military takeover. Like I said, I don't understand what's the matter with these InfoWars people. You know, we had documentary after documentary about the police state. And when I got there, I started working on asymmetric warfare, how I was concerned that Obama was setting up the military, training them to fight in the cities, giving them MRAPs and all the rest of the stuff. Remember that? And, of course, you know, InfoWars is against it because it was Obama. But now that it's Trump, they're for it. How disgusting is that? Kimmel is back on the air despite having abysmal ratings and said, there's no chaos in Portland. None. There's no chaos in Chicago. There was no chaos in L.A. They're pretending that there's chaos as a pretense for a military takeover. And he's absolutely right about that. And Watson is wrong. The comments fly in the face of documented repeated ambushes, assaults, and coordinated threats against the ICE agents, particularly in Portland and Chicago. Show us the evidence, Watson. You do that frequently. Why don't you grab some social media stuff and show us the clips of how people are getting violent with ICE? Or is it the other way around? I've seen it the other way around, quite frankly. Trump dumps poop on the Kings, No Kings protesters in an epic video, says WND. They think it's epic. I don't think it's epic. Many people loved it. And that really got me upset as well. But, of course, WND and Breitbart and, InfoWars, they think this is great. Trump trolls the No Kings protest with a Top Gun-style meme. And, again, he celebrates war. He plays the military-industrial complex. This is a chicken hawk, if ever there was one. He's as bad as Lindsey Graham. And then you got people out there when he boasts about blowing ships out of the water without any due process in violation of U.S.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
In international law, you got idiots like this celebrating him.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. We dropped a bomb right on their heads, the best you've ever seen. The fake news and the left are melting down.
Despicable.
Throwing fits.
Juvenile.
Because we took these bad hombres out and blew them all to bits. The FAFO president has a message.
Okay, I've had enough of that child. I've had enough of that. Of course, Trump himself was putting this kind of stuff out in June when he bombed Iran. He went back to John McCain. Remember when John McCain was singing Bomb, 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 Bomb Iran to the tune of Barbaran of the Beach Boys?
Bomb, 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 bomb.
Showing his B-2s. Yeah, I'm really disgusted with these people. You know, again, he's going to bomb and kill people and celebrate it and laugh about it, and so are his people. And he's going to drop excrement on us as well. He's done that in so many different ways. Well, Michael Keaton spoke to MAGA, and I like what he had to say. It's the same thing I would say to them.
Hey, hi, Michael. You know, for some of you folks who, guys mostly, I guess, who are thinking about attending a rally with Musk and Trump, they don't really respect you. They laugh at you behind your back. They think you're stupid. They don't want to hang out with you. They have nothing in common with you. They're not your bros.
They hang out with Epstein.
I'm telling you, when Trump, years ago, I guess, said, I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and they'd still vote for me, basically what he's saying in parentheses is, these people are so stupid, they're so dumb, they'd still vote for me.
Yep, that's right.
They have no respect for you. Trust me.
That's right. They have no respect for you. And that's what he did. He wound up doing much worse than shooting one person on Fifth Avenue. He shot tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people worldwide with vaccines and killed millions of them. And people still cheer him for that. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, you want to read some of these comments here?
Also,
when we come back, I'm going to talk about the reality of what's happening. They think you're stupid, and you are stupid if you cheer this nonsense, because what you're going to get is the boot of the government stomping on your face forever, as Orwell said.
There's also the fact, just Trump does this sort of shuck and jive of, oh, you know, I'm a king, I'm this, I'm that.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone truly right-wing were to come and say, I'm going to establish a right-wing authoritarian state,
mm-hmm.
you know, we could have an argument over that. We could debate the merits back and forth. I would still be against it.
Mm-hmm.
But you could argue like, all right, I'm going to give you 50 years of right-wing policies, everything you've ever wanted. We're going to sacrifice a little bit of freedom here and there, but it's going to be a right-wing authoritarian state. Trump isn't even right-wing.
No.
He sits around and he plays this sort of like, oh, wouldn't it be great if I was a king? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be? No, it wouldn't. He doesn't actually accomplish anything.
Well, it's like
merit.
What he did at the beginning. They were saying, you're going to be a dictator. Well, I'll be a dictator for a day, maybe.
Yeah.
You'll like it, you know. So I'm not a dictator, but I'm a dictator. I'm not a king, but I'm a king. You know, he plays this back and forth. And he inoculates himself. He makes a joke out of it so that when he actually does act like a dictator and he does act like a king, then, you know, he's inoculated.
He's accruing more and more power to himself without ever making any effective, long-term, meaningful change.
That's
which
right.
He is willing to just and immediately hand over to whoever comes next.
And that's what we're going to talk about when we come back after this break. We're going to talk about how he is accruing power in a very dangerous way. Everything that he's doing is dangerous enough to rule by executive order, but then the executive orders that he's putting in are even worse.
Yeah. We have some comments. Don't frag me, bro. Thank you very much. That's very generous. We really do appreciate
it. Yes, thank you.
Check out Utah pushing hard on digital ID because you have the right to secure your digital ID. All states will follow. Let us know how full the tank is. Thank you for your conviction.
Yes, thank you. Well, we're just a little bit over 50% right now. So we'll give you a more exact figure tomorrow. But
yes.
I haven't exactly totaled up. I'm just looking at some of what we picked up at the post office box over the weekend.
If we don't make it by the end of the month, I'm going to bust out the grifting Southern preacher act and just sit here. Oh, brothers and sisters, I can feel the spirit of generosity.
Maybe you can get on Sora and use somebody who's dead to do that. So. Yeah, we'll talk about that later. People are using. I mean, they've got Elvis Presley in every possible imaginable movie role they have put him in. And he's on Star Trek. He's in Star Wars. He's in this. He's in that.
They'd better not use Hitchcock for any of that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you use Hitchcock. The lawyers will lawyer up and come after you.
They will shut you down.
Yeah, we even did a cartoon character. I mean, it wasn't even real. So I'm wondering, you know, how do people get away with this? Of course, I guess it's different somehow with Elvis. He doesn't have an agent now that he's been dead for 50 years.
And, well, yeah.
But they're doing so much
you
with
believe
Martin
Elvis
Luther King.
Is dead? Come on. He's a...
Yeah, when we were making that, you suggested, why don't you just use actual images of...
yeah, that's right.
...of Hitchcock in the clips of it. It's like, no, I don't want to do that because what if people have a problem with that? I want to use a cartoon character... caricature of him, since, you know, that's been done for ages and no one has ever had a problem with it.
That's
and
right.
I still say it wouldn't have been a problem, but it also would have been a major legal thing that we didn't want to mess with.
Yeah, that's the thing. When you sue somebody, just like Trump suing so many people, you know, it isn't about the fact that he could win. He's not going to win this Wall Street Journal lawsuit. You know, they reported on the fact that there was a letter from Trump to Jeffrey Epstein on his birthday book and reported the contents of it, and it was exactly as they said. And first of all, he sued him. And then even after the book was released and people could see that the description was accurate, he's still continuing the suit because it's just about punishing people. It's not about whether or not you're going to prevail. You punish them by making them hire lawyers and go through all this lawfare.
There's also the fact that even if you're 100% in the right, you have to have enough money to fight the other person.
Mm-hmm.
If they have a significantly larger war chest than you do, they can just win by default by dragging it out long enough.
That's right. That's
if
right.
they can bankrupt you, they win.
And
by
if
default.
They got a lot of good lawyers, you know, they can win on a technicality. It's just like what I was talking about with Alex, right? You know, he made the decision that he wasn't going to comply with the discovery. And so he lost on those terms with that. But, you know, even if you are trying to comply with the process, they can still entrap you.
Yeah. Doug Lug. Thank you very much, Doug Lug. The gas gauge is at half. Let's add some fuel to the tank. Don't forget, hit your like buttons. That's right.
Thank you.
Brothers and sisters, hit that like button. Real Jason Barker. Thank you very much, Jason. Here is some gas, not from Venezuela, I promise.
You know, it's a Valero, I guess. I think those stations are owned by Venezuela. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it. Nice of the storm.
And DG8. David, the people who would normally stand up to government tyranny are too busy making excuses for Trump as he ushers the Great Reset and the police surveillance state. Trump is the deep state.
He absolutely is.
Yeah.
You know, the deep technocratic globalist state. He's doing everything all these other people did. And as a matter of fact, he's leading the charge. And they can't see it.
Yeah.
They refuse to see it.
Jerry Alitalo, Donald Trump's explanation for his jet fighter dropping diarrhea bombs on protesters' meme should be sufficient for triggering 25th Amendment removal from office. DGA, David Trump's video dropping feces on those people is how DC feels about our constitutional right to address our grievances.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Username 10123456789. At the end of Trump's first term, people were hoarding toilet paper. Best president of my lifetime. That's right.
That's good, yeah.
Nathan Bedford Forrest, 1865. Trump is just another actor playing his assigned role. He and his family will be in safe havens when the walls come tumbling down on all of us. He's an accelerator to expedite the end of America.
Yes.
Guard Goldsmith, Liberty Conspiracy. You can find Guard Goldsmith at Liberty Conspiracy on Rumble, live at 6 p.m. weekdays, as well as on Substack at Guard Goldsmith. So, wait, in that AI, Trump dumped Alex Jones' latest InfoWars content on the crowd?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we got a... Alex is all in on this police state stuff now. It's amazing. I guess they just... all of his police state documentaries are now excrement, I guess.
Probably taking those out of the store. Can't have those around. For Love of the Road, that's an old clip of Michael Keaton.
That's right. It's aged pretty well, hasn't it? I know. That was when Trump and Musk were together and they were doing the election stuff and he was telling people who were showing up in large numbers, you know, he doesn't care about you. And it still is true. He doesn't care about us. We can see that even more clearly now after the 9-10 months that he's been in office, a second time.
Francine says, like Keaton has no respect for Me Too. That's right. It's not that the Hollywood elite have any respect or any love for the common American people. They're willing to point it out someone they don't like also doesn't. And my Marty, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you,
Marty.
He
says, here's $10. They don't have to hear Jimmy Swaggart.
Okay, folks, we're going to take
Jimmy Swaggart?
Televangelist.
Okay.
He doesn't want to hear your televangelist begging for money. I have sinned. Son. Okay, folks, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Show.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
If you like the Eagles,
on a dark desert highway,
the Cars, and Huey Lewis in the News,
they say the hotter rock and roll is competing.
You'll love the Classic Hits channel at APS Radio. Download our app or listen now at APSradio.com.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
Yeah, Trump really likes war, doesn't he? It's surprising he never went to one. He had a chance. He worked pretty hard to avoid it.
Crisis, and we're going to straighten them out one by one.
They're saying you're trying to take over the Republic.
And this is going to be a major part for some of the people in this room. That's a war, too. It's a war from within. I told Pete we should use some of these dangerous cities as training grounds for our military.
That's what their military is going to look like soon. Trump administration's military occupation of America. This is an article from Anti-War. Earlier this month, Trump threatened to unleash the armed forces on more American cities during a rambling address to top military brass. He told hundreds of generals and admirals gathered to hear him that some of them would be called upon to take a primary role at a time when his administration has launched occupations of American cities, deployed tens of thousands of troops across the U.S., created a framework for targeting domestic enemies, and cast his political rivals as subhuman in asserting his right to wage secret war and summarily execute those that he deems to be terrorists without any proof or due process. Trump used that bizarre speech to take aim at cities that he claimed are run by radical left Democrats, including Chicago, L.A., New York, and San Francisco. We're going to straighten them out one by one. This is going to be a major part for some of the people in this room. That's a war, too. A war from within. We should use some of these dangerous cities as training grounds for our military. And again, this is everything I fought against at InfoWars. I just can't say it enough. You know, police state documentaries to warn people against it. Report after report about asymmetric warfare and the prepositioning of military assets in cities, and changing the rules of engagement for police into a shoot-first curriculum. That's what the head of the police academy in, where was it? Was it in Arizona, I think it was? He had that, the police came after a homeless man who was camped out.
Arizona or New Mexico.
Maybe New Mexico, yeah. Anyway, he was camped on the hill there. Maybe that was it. Maybe it's Albuquerque.
I think it was Albuquerque.
And you can see the footage of the cops arguing with him that they wanted to arrest him. And then after a while, they just got tired of arguing with him and they shot him and stuck the dogs on him after they shot him. And the guy who had taught at their police academy, the state police academy, for decades, said, "That's it. I'm out of here. They want me to teach this shoot first curriculum and I'm not going to do it. It's against everything that we've ever done." And that's what we're seeing here. What Trump is doing is against everything this country has ever done. He said, "The increasing use of the armed forces within the U.S. represents an extraordinary violation of the Posse Comitatus Act." Let me just interrupt here a second. Do you know where the Posse Comitatus Act came from and what the history of that was? It was created in 1878. From the end of the Civil War until 1877. The South suffered under a federalized police force. It was called Reconstruction. You should look it up because nobody will put it in any school textbook. They won't talk about what happened during Reconstruction. You want to talk about corruption? You want to talk about abuse of force? That was Reconstruction on steroids. And people had had so much of that that even the people in Washington, the Republicans, pushed through the Posse Comitatus Act to make sure that kind of abuse that we suffered under Reconstruction never happened again. So banning the use of federal troops to execute domestic law enforcement has long been seen as fundamental to America's democratic tradition. However, the president's deployments continue to nudge this country ever closer to becoming a genuine police state. They come amid a raft of other Trump administration authoritarian measures designed to undermine the Constitution, weaken democracy. Those include attacks on birthright citizenship. Now, here's where I differ with them. I don't think birthright citizenship is what the 14th Amendment is about at all. That was about giving citizenship to people who had been newly freed as slaves and to say that they live here. But it did not change the fact that you could be born here, but if you're not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States, you are not a non-American citizen. For example, if your parents were here legally as representatives of another country, somebody's an ambassador from Spain, they have a child while they're here, that child is not an American citizen. So again, I think when we look at birthright citizenship, I disagree with them on that. But Trump has attacked free speech, as well as the exercise of expansive unilateral powers like deporting people without due process. and rolling back energy regulations and so forth, which I would agree with, rolling back the energy regulations. The regulations are put on by bureaucracies without due process, without the due process of having Congress pass laws. And I think that the energy regulations should be rolled back, and I think that the EPA should be rolled back. I think it ought to be gone. It's unconstitutional. The EPA and all these other organizations, it's not just their regulations, it's the entire institution needs to be gone. So he's not going far enough as far as I'm concerned. But when you talk about deporting people, I'm all for deporting people who are here illegally. But let's make sure that we do it with due process, and let's make sure that we don't turn our government and give them permission and cheer them on when they act like thugs, like masked, militarized thugs, and that's what ICE is right now. U.S. District Judge Charles Breyer ruled last month that Trump's deployment of federal troops in L.A., which began in June, was illegal and harkened back to Britain's use of soldiers for law enforcement purposes in colonial America. He warned that Trump clearly intends to transform the National Guard into a presidential police force. Congress spoke clearly in 1878 when it passed the Posse Comitatus Act, prohibiting the use of the U.S. military to execute domestic law, said Breyer. Nearly 140 years later, defendants Trump and Hegseth and the Department of Defense deployed the National Guard and Marines to L.A., ostensibly to quell a rebellion and ensure the federal immigration law was enforced. Yet there was no rebellion, nor was civilian law enforcement unable to respond to protests to enforce the law. The judge ruled that the Pentagon had systematically used armed soldiers to perform police functions in California in violation of Posse Comitatus. As he put it, Trump and Secretary Hegseth have stated their intention to call National Guard troops into federal service in other cities across the country, thus creating...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
A national police force with the president as its chief. This, conservatives and MAGA people, is why there was a No King protest across the country. It didn't have anything to do with Soros. I'm not saying it doesn't have anything to do with it. He can fund it just like you got people funding Charlie Kirk's organization. Nevertheless, this is the reason you're fooling yourself if you're telling yourself it was Soros. In the face of that scathing opinion, the president has nonetheless ramped up his urban military occupations while threatening to launch yet more of them. Now we're in Memphis, now we're going to Chicago, Trump told a large crowd of sailors in Norfolk, Virginia. And so we send in the National Guard. We send in whatever's necessary. People don't care. Yeah, his people don't care what he does. They give him a pass. As October began, Trump had already deployed an unprecedented a number of roughly 35,000 federal troops. I just want to say, you know, think about this. That's why I opposed Steve Pachinik and Alex Jones at the very beginning on this sting stuff. He said, yeah, we got 20,000 troops out there, and they're arresting people right now because we put out blockchain watermark ballots, and we're tracking them with quantum computers. It was all one piece of BS after the other. And I said, you know, if you got 20,000 troops out there, people would know that. There's no way that you could cover it up. And so just think about what's happening with this. When military troops police civilians, we have an intolerable threat to individual liberty and the foundational values of this country, said the director of the ACLU's National Security Project. Trump, and again, I hate to say that I'm on the same side as the ACLU. Sometimes they do support civil liberties, but most often they don't. Trump may want to normalize armed forces in our cities, but no matter what uniform they wear, federal agents and military troops are bound by the Constitution and have to respect our rights to peaceful assembly, freedom of speech, and due process. State and local leaders must stay strong and take all lawful measures to protect residents against this cruel intimidation tactic, which is what it is. There is no national security threat in Portland, said the governor of Oregon. Our communities are safe and calm. And again, we saw that with the No Kings protest that was there. After the governor conveyed that to Trump in a phone call, the president seemed to briefly question whether he'd been misled about an Antifa siege, quote unquote, there, and the city being, as he said, war ravaged. And as the governor recounted, he said, I spoke to the governor, but I said, well, wait a minute. And I'm watching things on TV that are different from what's happening. My people tell me differently. Days later, despite countless reports that there was neither a war nor a siege underway in Portland, Trump posted on social media that Kotek, the governor, was living in a dream world, and he returned to peddling lies about the city. He said, Portland is a never-ending disaster. He said, we're going in because as American patriots, we, all uppercase, have no choice. Law and order must prevail in our cities and everywhere else. Such a cynical liar. The guy who trashes the Constitution, who disobeys every single law and taunts people and to some try to stop me when I do this. And he says he has no choice because he's got to obey the law to go in and do it. He's disobeyed the Constitution, Posse Comitatus Act, and many others. Just like he had a pretend pandemic, and he said, I have no choice. Yeah, Trump's living in a dream world. Actually, it's a nightmare. And these are all emergencies that he just dreamed up. Judge Karen Emmergut, that he appointed, put in the temporary restraining order, 60-day restraining order about Portland. Trump immediately took aim at her, despite the fact that she had been appointed by him to office, saying that she ought to be ashamed of herself. Then he claimed without any basis that Portland was, quote, burning to the ground, unquote. Trump then made further hyperbolic claims about the city and threatened to invoke the Insurrection Act. Portland is on fire, he said. Portland's been on fire for years, he said, describing the situation as, quote, all insurrection. Yet, you know, Trump in 2020 did absolutely nothing when cities were burning. Earlier this month, Trump signed an executive order claiming to designate Antifa as a domestic terror organization. We have to take care of this little gnat that's on our shoulder called the Democrats, he said, as he spoke during the Navy's 250th anniversary celebration. This guy is literally sounding like Adolf Hitler, this childish rhetoric, isn't he? The Trump administration has also admitted that he's waging a secret war against undisclosed enemies without the consent of Congress. Brian Funyukane, a former State Department lawyer, a specialist in counterterrorism issues as well as laws of war, pointed out that the White House's claim that Trump has the authority to use lethal force against anyone that he decides is a member of a domestic terrorist organization is extraordinarily dangerous and destabilizing. He said, because there's no articulated limiting principles. The president could simply use this prerogative to kill any people he labeled as terrorists. He could use it at home in the United States. And we already see him doing this in Venezuela. He doesn't need any proof. And when he does it, you'll have MAGA idiots creating little jingles to cheer him on. The Trump administration's military occupations of American cities, its deployment of tens of thousands of troops across the U.S., its emerging framework for designating and targeting domestic enemies, its dehumanization of political foes, and its assertion that the president has the right to wage secret war and summarily execute those he deems to be terrorists, have left this country on the precipice of authoritarian rule. With Trump attempting to fashion a presidential police force of armed soldiers for domestic employment, while claiming the right to kill anyone he deems to be a terrorist. The threat to the rule of law in the U.S. is not just profound, but historically unprecedented. And again, to go back to what Madison said, he said the weapons of defense abroad will be brought home as tools of tyranny at home. And so when you look at the fact that they have lied about enemies and what people are doing abroad, when they have created coups and overthrown governments, what makes you think that they won't do all of that stuff here? Trump is building a shadowy, violent federal police force, says ProPublica. And again, you know, we go back to this this pastor who, again, as I said, you look at what this guy has done. He's focused on Black Lives Matter. He has desecrated his church and decimated it, actually, with his political activism. Nevertheless, he has a right to protest.
After they shot me in my head and my face and multiple times in my torso, arms, and legs, I was shielded by the bodies of others who were there, who rushed in to support me and took many more hits that were intended for me. Within 2 minutes, quite a number of ICE officers, maybe 15, maybe 20, rushed out of the gate and began to shove us down. And I was already disabled on the ground, but attempted to get away. And they continued to shove us in a kettling maneuver towards a place where we would not be able to escape. And you can see in that video, ICE officers shoving protesters who were standing and speaking and chanting and singing peacefully and praying peacefully, shoving us down and then dispensing a huge amount of chemical weapons onto us. We could hear them laughing as they were shooting us from the roof, and it was deeply disturbing. We've gotten to witness a few things about these ICE agents operating in Broadview, and really what it has shown us is how disorganized they are and how poorly supervised and trained they are. We've also heard ICE agents talking to each other, one of whom said, man, I don't even remember why I'm here anymore. And the other said, I don't know either. So there's a deep demoralization that we are seeing as we're bringing this peaceful and spiritual protest against their tactics and what they are doing to our city and our communities and our neighbors.
Well, you know, you heard him talking about a kettling operation. That's something that they do frequently to demonstrators, to arrest everybody. Rob Dew got a pretty good compensation when they kettled him and arrested him.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to OrionReports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Is operating as a reporter. And, of course, Jakari Jackson was shot with rubber bullets when he was doing reporting. I'm not in favor of police brutality, and it just amazes me to see InfoWars and people on the right now cheering this kind of stuff. And it's never justified to initiate that kind of force. When immigration and custom enforcement officers stormed through Santa Ana, California in June, panicked calls flooded into the city's emergency response system. Recordings of those calls obtained by ProPublica captured some of the terror that residents felt as they watched masked men ambush people and force them into unmarked cars. In some cases, the men wore plain clothes and refused to identify themselves. There was no way to confirm whether they were immigration agents or imposters. In six of the calls to Santa Ana police, residents described what they were seeing as kidnappings. He's bleeding, said one caller, about a person he saw yanked from a car wash lot and beaten. They dumped him into a white van. It doesn't say ICE. One woman's voice shook as she asked, what kind of police go around without license plates? Then from another, should we just run from them? During a tense public meeting days later, the mayor and the city council asked their police chief whether there was anything they could do to rein in the federal agents, even if only to ban the use of masks. The answer was a resounding no. Plus, filing complaints with the Department of Homeland Security was likely to go nowhere because the office that once handled them has been dismantled. There was little chance of holding individual agents accountable for the alleged abuses because, among other hurdles, there was no way to reliably learn their identities. That's why they're wearing a mask. Since then, the mayor said that she has reluctantly accepted the reality. There are virtually no limits on what federal agents can do to achieve Trump's goal of mass deportations. And look, I share his goal of mass deportations, but the means matter. You can't just do it any way you want. Just like you can't shoot people on the street because you suspect them of being drug dealers. And you can't blow people out of the water legally. He can do it. He can kill people. But, you know, hopefully there'll be a reckoning in this life for that kind of stuff. There is for Rodrigo Duterte of the Philippines.
The thing that always gets me is the right doesn't even bother to argue that, you know, sure, he doesn't have the power, but he should. Mm-hmm. They just skip right past, like, well, what are you, a liberal?
Yeah.
Just can we at least have the debate on, you know, okay, this isn't authorized, but we would like it to be. We think this is a valid form of protecting our borders.
I don't care about that. It's just, they've devolved into this tribal thing. Oh, you're obviously the other tribe. Mm. I see that all the time. And when I criticized Trump over the vaccine and the lockdowns, I was with the other tribe because we all knew it was a bad Democrat governors who were doing it. If it's something bad, it has to be a Democrat who's doing it. It had to be the Democrat governors, or it had to be Soros giving them money. No, it was Trump giving them money. These people want to say that none of this stuff is happening unless Soros is giving them money. They would argue with me incessantly when I told them that Trump was incentivizing with massive financial bribery the mass murder of people in hospitals with ventilators and with remdesivir and other things like that. One former DHS official, senior, who was involved in oversight, said, what is happening on American streets today gives me goosebumps. Speaking on condition of anonymity for fear of retaliation. There we go. Right? What's that tell you? He said, accosting people outside their immigration court hearings where they're showing up and trying to do the right thing, then hauling them off to an immigration jail in the middle of the country where they can't access loved ones or speak to counsel. Bands of masked men apprehending people in broad daylight in the streets and hauling them off, disappearing people to a third country, to a prison where there's no documented record of serious torture and human rights abuse. He said, we're at an inflection point in history right now, and it's frightening. And, you know, this is why this guy, Kilmar Garcia, whatever, that they picked up. The response, you know, when they did this kind of stuff to him, and people called him out on the fact they denied him due process, the Trump administration starts giving us nonsense about, look, he's got MS-13 when they photoshopped it on the picture. You know, he's got tattoos on his knuckles, which are not MS-13 tattoos. MS-13 people, when they tattoo themselves, they want you to know that they're MS-13. They typically use like gang symbols, and they're very explicit about it. This was just a different tattoo, and the MS-13 that was written on top of it, that Trump claimed was really written on his hand, that was something people photoshopped in. Very obvious to everybody that it was photoshopped. They could have, this is how stupid the Trump administration is, they could have and they should have talked about the fact that he was arrested in Tennessee and he was trafficking people. He was driving the car that belonged to somebody who had been convicted of trafficking people, and he had something like 8 or 9 people in his car. All of them were illegal aliens with no identification. And the Tennessee Highway Patrol pulled him over, and the Biden ICE people at the time said, let him go. And they didn't talk about that, even though you had the local Tennessee papers were talking about that. The Trump administration is too stupid to pick up on that. They should have made it about that, but they should have also given him due process before they deported him out of the country. Instead, their whole thing was to say, yeah, but what about the fact that he's this or he's that? and miss the relevant facts that were there because they don't really care. The former official paused and said, "We're in an inflection point in history right now, and it's frightening. The identities of DHS officers," listen to this, I have a real problem with this, and I didn't know this. "The identities of Department Homeland Security officers, their salaries, their operations have long been withheld." National security, right? For security reasons. This is, as I said, national security has been the thing that they wave in front of everybody's face whenever they want to do something that's secret and illegal. And whenever they want to violate the law, they just say that it's for national security. And did you know that the identities of DHS cannot be known? They are exempted from disclosure from FOIA requests. You can't find out the salaries that people are paid. You can't find out names or anything about what they did. You can't say, "Well, I'd like to have some information about this action that they did." All of Homeland Security stuff is national, is declared as secret and secure, just like they were the CIA or something. So, of course, they're going to turn into the CIA when you give people exemptions like that. So the issue was that we were told, you know, just like FISA court, well, you know, these guys can do anything they want to, and we need to have them looking at foreign spies, so we'll create this FISA court, and that will be the oversight. Well, they created inside Homeland Security, since they were going to hide everything that Homeland Security did and who all the Homeland Security people were, they're going to hide all of that from you. They're secret agents of the government. Just think about this. This agency that was created in response to the 9/11 false flag mass murder by our own government of its own citizens. And then they create Homeland Security. And then everybody that's in it is all protected as if it's some kind of classified government secret. And so they tell people, well, don't worry. We're going to have a special office where you can ask that office and they will do the investigation. As if that was going to really work. Well, Trump shut that down. One of the first things he did. What does that tell you? Well, ProPublica thinks it tells us a lot. This administration has gutted that office. What's left of it was led, at least for a while, by a 29-year-old White House appointee who helped to craft Project 2025, the right-wing blueprint that broadly calls for the curtailment of civil rights enforcement. And so DHS is secret, and the organization that was supposed to hold them accountable has within it has now been purged by the Trump administration. ICE, their secret police, is their tool. They have that now, and there's nothing stopping them from using it against citizens. And so Raw Story, which again is on the left, says Trump is preparing a coup. The evidence is clear if you know where to look. It believes that Trump is preparing a coup against the Constitution, citing the removal of senior...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Military lawyers, and the tightening of press access to the Pentagon as evidence of the plan. Is the U.S. military already in the early stages of a Trump-led coup against our Constitution? Well, you know, when you just shred it bit by bit. That in and of itself is a coup against the Constitution. Inside the Pentagon, loyalty is being elevated above law as Pete Hegseth quietly removes senior military lawyers, the very officials meant to uphold legality and restraint, and replaces them with loyalists. Well, again, loyalty elevated above the law. Isn't that what Trump did in 2020? Isn't that what Biden did subsequent to that because of all the jab stuff? Right? For the military, for instance. You're going to take the jab because we say that you're going to take the jab, and I don't care if I've got legal authority to do that or not. I want to know if you are loyal to the military and if you will inject an untested vaccine just on my orders. If you're not loyal enough to do that, even though I have no legal authority to make you do that, I'm going to kick you out of the military. The purge also happened to senior military leadership, they think, perhaps. Again, it's this Admiral Halsey who steps down, and we don't know the reason. He has not said why he's leaving. It could be a continuation of the troubling trend of purges of highly qualified officers who have been inclined to restrain Trump's illegal fascistic impulses. The bureaucracy is the deliberate dismantling of the safeguards that have been within the military. And so it's not just within Homeland Security where we had the office that was supposed to oversee things because everything is secret to us in terms of Homeland Security. But it's also the JAG Corps. The JAG people, the Judge Advocate Generals, are supposed to advise commanders on the rule of law, including whether presidential orders are legal. Without these independent military lawyers backing them up, commanders have no recourse other than to comply or to resign. And that's why many people are wondering what happened to this admiral. At the Washington Post, David Ignatius asks why the military has not spoken out against Trump's attacks on these boats off the coast of Venezuela and what some characterize as his unconstitutional deployment of troops against American civilians. He answered his own question by saying that Trump has gutted the Judge Advocate Generals as well. They are the institutional safeguard against unlawful orders. They advise commanders on rules of engagement, on the Geneva Conventions, and on the limits of presidential authority. And when at the very beginning of this, when he blew up that first boat, you had several former heads of JAG under many different presidents, Republican and Democrat, who came forward and talked to the press and said what he is doing is clearly illegal. It's a violation of military policy in the U.S. It's a violation of the Constitution. It's a violation of international law. When an administration starts purging these types of people, we're not looking at routine personnel shuffle. We're seeing a careful dismantling of the guardrails that prevent America's military from being weaponized against the American people. And again, this clip that I played for you last week.
I believe that each one of them walked out of that room yesterday doing a personal analysis of what does this mean for me. And I know for a fact that there's talk inside the military ranks of what is the best way to disobey an unlawful order. How do you do that? And especially now, given the recent Supreme Court ruling, which holds the president immune from criminal acts, but the people he's ordering to do these things are subject to those criminal violations. So how do you say no, especially if the staff judge advocate, the lawyer chain of command has been disrupted, that the military chain of command from civilian to military leaders has been co-opted? It was obvious to me in Secretary Hegseth's speech that he also is all for doing whatever the president orders him to do. And that breaks the boundaries of what two previous Secretary of Defenses, both Mattis and Esper in the first term, when they were ordered to do illegal things, they spoke for the force and said, we don't do that.
Yeah, well, the purge began with Hegseth's February firing of top lawyers for the Army, Navy, and Air Force. He claimed they simply weren't well-suited to provide recommendations on lawful orders. The message is clear. Loyalty trumps legal judgment, just like in third-world dictatorships. Once the old guard was removed, Hegseth quietly moved to remake the JAG Corps itself. His office is pushing an overhaul to retrain military lawyers in ways that give commanders more leeway and produce more permissive legal advice. His personal, not his military lawyer, who defended him against sexual abuse allegations, Tim Parlator, has been involved in this process, wielding influence over how rules of engagement are interpreted and how internal discipline is handled. The secretary has transformed the Pentagon press controls as well. And under these new rules, similar to the way the Kremlin operates, reporters are required to sign pledges stating that they won't gather or use unauthorized material, even if it's unclassified, or they risk losing their Pentagon credentials if they stray. The policy also limits reporter mobility within the Pentagon and curtails direct contact with military personnel unless escorted. So think about that. You know, even if they're not talking about getting something that's classified, they're saying if this is unclassified information, you don't report it unless you get an okay from me. And so they're putting restrictions on them, as they point out. It's very much like what the Kremlin had. Only one America News agreed to this. The Pentagon Press Association declined to sign it and warned that these rules constitute a disturbing situation intended to limit leaks and to suppress accountability. So put all of these moves together and a frightening pattern emerges. Purge independent legal advisors who might say no. Gag the press before the damage can be exposed. Combine that with increasingly aggressive unilateral action by the military abroad, and you have the outlines of a strategy for bypassing democratic oversight. A Trump-forced coup, in other words. Wednesday, the U.S. Navy again struck what Trump claims was a drug trafficking vessel off Venezuela, reportedly killing six people. And I think since that time, he has reportedly sunk he said it was a drug submarine that they sunk. When you remove internal legal dissent and public scrutiny, the threshold to use force becomes dangerously low. The domestic implications are equally chilling. Trump has publicly said that he wants to use U.S. cities as training grounds for troops and openly declared that he would fire any general who fails to show total loyalty. A wannabe dictator can't deploy troops into American neighborhoods if he still has JAGs, saying, that's not legal, or if he has a press corps that is reporting on where they go. First, he has to make sure there are no internal breaks and no public witnesses, and that's how coups are built. Defenders will argue that this is about efficiency, about correcting an overly cautious JAG culture, or about closing leaks. But that's clearly a lie. Real reform would emphasize transparent standards, not loyalty tests. If the JAG Corps must be reformed, it should be done by independent committees, not by one political operator who is calling the shots. Make no mistake, this is not abstract. JAG officers are a bulwark against unlawful war, against war crimes, and against the misuse of force at home. Silencing and replacing them is not the act of a healthy republic. It's the early work of an authoritarian takeover. Combine that with the gag orders and the purge of senior military leadership that might resist Trump's illegal moves, and we're watching the architecture of a strongman autocracy being assembled piece by piece. And folks, that autocracy is going to be used by both the left and the right. They both want that.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spend it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The top. And the useful idiots at the bottom are cheering it on when their guy does it. A military coup doesn't typically happen in one dramatic moment, even though it appears that way when it reaches a climax. It begins through personnel decisions, institutional erosion, secrecy, and incremental normalization of power. The moment the legal counsel corps stops buffering against rash orders, the moment the press is muzzled, the path darkens. And we're closer to that moment than many, including though many across our media, realize or are willing to acknowledge. What's happening right now might not look like a coup to the average American, but it is unmistakably the preparation for one. In the same way that Trump prepared us for universal basic income, the same way that he prepared us to be locked down and to lose our jobs, our homes, our farms, our businesses, because we would not be allowed to work.
Yeah, it's amazing. We can use the cities as training grounds. When you went to that training thing that they're setting up, that fort that was made to look like an American city,
AP Hill.
The big thing was that look, they have street signs that say "First in Maine." How is this training for attacking a Middle East country? Well,
that's
now
right.
They're actually training on First in Maine, and the people that were exposing that at InfoWars are now cheering it.
Yeah, not me. Well, a stunning new video shows Trump ICE agents ramming an American citizen, whom they then arrest. And so this was Aaron Burnett on CNN. It was new video of the incident, and it's in the article if you want to start playing it. People can say, sorry, at the very beginning, I didn't put that in the deck. ICE agents in an unmarked vehicle slammed into a U.S. citizen's pickup truck. The ICE agent in that car, the pickup truck is an American citizen as she's narrating it. Leo Martinez is an immigration rights volunteer in California. Oh, well, that's it for the right. They, say no more. He's against us, right? He wants these people to stay here, the illegal aliens to stay here. So we don't care what ICE does to him. That's what you're going to get from the right. Look, I don't want to leave the people who are allowed to come in under Biden, under Trump, under Obama. I don't think that they should be allowed to stay here and to get welfare. But I don't want to see this kind of action. He was driving through the neighborhood monitoring ICE activity, which he'd been doing for months before that. The agents had been involved with ICE raids, knew who he was. And you know, when I look at this, I see, and I'll give you some of the responses from people on the right. Oh, he had it coming. He's out there trying to film the ICE agents doing what they're doing. It's like, well, why wouldn't you want to know if they are exceeding their legal authority with this stuff? It's very much like what Copwatch does, right? You've had an organization that encourages people to record the cops and what they're doing to keep them in line and to make sure that they don't go over the line. And then the cops will frequently turn on them. In this case, everything was different. Agents rammed his truck, then took him into custody. The incident ignited outrage and protest because he's an American citizen. And so Aaron Burnett had him on, and she said, you have dash cam footage of all of the time leading up to that actual moment as well. ICE agents in the SUV, you then sort of seem to be driving in circles, and we can watch this. Can you explain to me why that's happening? He said, yeah, this is the first time in all the months that we've been doing this that the agents turned on us. Being legal observers, we keep our distance. We keep our safe distance to keep tabs on what they're at. But this is the first time they turned their aggression towards us and really started coming after us. So that's something new. I was trying to stay away from them. That's why we were moving in circles, because they kept following me and moving towards me. And once they hit me, I knew that it was a new ball game, and we're going to have to deal with this a little differently in the future. Because now they have no problem with, they're already pulling guns on us. They've already done a multitude of things, but one thing is coming after us in their vehicles and hitting them with a vehicle. So again, do we have a right to observe and to record what the police are doing in our society? You better believe we do. They record everything about us. We're not supposed to know anything about them. Everything about Homeland Security is classified. You can't know anything about it. They're like the CIA and the NSA, and that is ripe for abuse. And so this is Andrew Colvett, who was with Charlie Kirk's group, TPUSA, and he says, this guy, Martinez, is part of a large network of people in Ventura County, California, who surveil and harass federal agents. Oh, get over it. Get over it. Come on. They're there, and I've seen this with Cop Watch over and over again. You show up and you're shooting them from a distance what they're doing on video. It's like, you're harassing us. And they pick a fight aggressively with people. This is what's really happening. I can't believe this when you got conservatives making excuses for this. Cops need to be watched, right? It's kind of going back to what Madison said. He said, well, because we're not angels, we need to have government. But because the government is going to be composed of men, we need to be very careful about that. And for the longest time, people said, who watches the watchers? Well, these are people who watch the watchers, and when the watchers start attacking the people who are watching them, you know they're up to something. Stalkers like Martinez, says this guy at TPUSA, are actively endangering ICE agents by sharing their location with others and impeding federal law enforcement, which is a crime. Arrest them. Yeah, well, I disagree with that strongly. Trump's ICE has started targeting activists, not just immigrants. This is from the Three Thought Project. It's actually originally from Truth Out. ICE demanded that Facebook, Meta, hand over personal information attached to Instagram accounts that track immigration raids. Yeah, we're not allowed to look at all at what our secret police are doing, are we? The police state bounty hunters, the rise of ICE's unconstitutional war on America. And this is from John Whitehead at the Rutherford Institute. You'll find it also on Free Thought Project. Masked gunmen, tasers, tear gas, pepper spray, unmarked vehicles, intimidation tactics, brutality, racial profiling, children traumatized, families terrorized, journalists targeted, citizens detained, disabled individuals, minors, the elderly, pregnant women, military veterans, snatched off the street, private property destroyed. This is not a war zone. This is America. This is what now passes for law and order, as TPUSA would say, policing by ICE agents in Trump's America. It is not making America safer or greater. What began as an agency tasked with enforcing immigration laws has now metastasized into a domestic terror force. That's right. Problem and solutions, what it was all about. They're going to use this problem that they created of mass migration to argue for digital IDs, to argue for secret police, to argue to throw out all the rules of restraint and the rule of law. From coast to coast, ICE goon squads, incognito, thuggish, fueled by profit-driven incentives and outlandish quotas, are empowered by the Trump administration to act as if they are untouchable. They're prowling neighborhoods, churches, courthouses, hospitals, bus stops, work sites, anywhere suspected migrants might be present, snatching people first and asking questions later. Journalists are being shoved into the pavement, forced into chokeholds, tear gassed, brutalized, in violation of the First Amendment. U.S. citizens, including toddlers, are being snatched up and carted off in violation of the Fourth Amendment, which is what we saw right away at the beginning in Chicago. This is not public safety. It is domestic terrorism carried out by masked, militarized, lawless bounty hunters. In California, ICE agents stopped a U.S. citizen and a military veteran on his way to work. According to George Rites, agents fired tear gas, broke his car window, and applied physical force, including kneeling on him. He spent 3 days in federal custody with no charges, no call to his family, no access to a judge or to an attorney, no shower, and no explanation for ICE's actions before they just released him.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Well, never mind. In Portland, a U.S. citizen outside his workplace was detained by masked plainclothes agents who refused to identify themselves. They threatened him with a dog, they handcuffed him, they hauled him away in an unmarked vehicle and kept him for hours without justification. In Chicago, a local TV journalist was violently knocked to the ground by masked agents, handcuffed, arrested, hauled to a detention center, then released without charges. In L.A., ICE agents handcuffed and detained a 23-year-old, heavily pregnant woman for over 8 hours with a chain around her belly. Accusing the native-born American of being from Mexico, they bruised and in labor, she went straight to the hospital upon release. Two sisters were stopped outside of school, surrounded by at least 10 ICE agents, who broke into their locked vehicle, dragged them out, and pinned them to the ground. Both women were later released without explanation. Each of these incidents is presented as routine immigration enforcement, yet collectively they reveal a government agency that has abandoned the principles of restraint, accountability, and due process in favor of brute force. They're thugs. This has been going on, he says, for a while, but under Trump things have gotten much worse. The rationalizations have become bolder, the violence has become more normalized, and the lies are more transparent. And the biggest lie of all is that the Department of Homeland Security claim that this unnecessary military invasion of Chicago, Operation Midway Blitz, that it rounded up the worst of the worst pedophiles, child abusers, kidnappers, gang members, and armed robbers. How many times have you seen that? You know, that lie from Trump has been repeated over and over again. Well, here's the truth about it from John Whitehead. He said the data shows that out of 1,000 people that they rounded up, only 10 had criminal records, right? That is 1%. So not even one, yeah, that's 1%. When Donald Trump campaigned, he said he was going after criminals, rapists, and drug dealers. Now they are assaulting women, deporting children, mothers, and fathers, not even criminals. And if they're criminals, they need to prove it. We haven't seen that evidence yet, said one Chicago resident. Well, again, people who are here illegally are committing a crime. But again, I don't think that, I think there needs to be restraint. I think there needs to be proportionality, and there absolutely has to be due process in all of this. Nationally, more than 70% of individuals rounded up by ICE have no criminal convictions. Many have lived in the U.S. for decades, raised families, paid taxes, contributed to the economy, and work the jobs that Americans refuse to do. Well, yes and no. But still, the bottom line is that he wants to make everybody into a terrorist. And in Chicago, out of 1,000 people that they got, 1% had a criminal record. And overall, only 30% of them have a criminal record. 70% do not.
I mean, yeah, it's illegal to be in the country. So 10% of them are the people that were caught and then released, even though they're illegals already. Illegal to be here. What is this? Why is ICE conducting these things to arrest people with criminal records who are pedophiles and other things, according to this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been saying they just need a few ICE agents in the actual jails. When they arrest someone, they then see if they're a citizen or not, and if they aren't a citizen, they don't just let them go, they hand them over to ICE. That would be the logical way to do it.
That's a good point. When you say, you know, when you say 30% of these people have a criminal record, that means that that the system let them loose with a criminal record, even though they're here illegally. That's a good point, Lance. And that needs to be stressed. It shows, again, that there is a lot that needs to be done to the system that is corrupt. Rather than going through and raiding apartment buildings and dragging people out in the middle of the night and putting kids in zip ties and guns in old ladies' faces. Why don't you, when somebody commits a crime, make them do the time? But as John Whitehead said, clearly this is not about crime. It's not about safety. And it's not about jobs. As a matter of fact, you know, what about those small farms that Trump's tariffs are killing? No, it's not about that at all. So what is really driving this campaign of terror? What we're witnessing is the weaponization of fear. This is a spectacle of domination. It is part deterrent, part distraction, and all political theater, just like that meme that he put out. The Trump administration has just announced its fifth military strike on a Venezuelan vessel that it claims without evidence was engaged in illegal activity. The propaganda might scream about foreign threats, but these spectacles serve a different purpose: to divert public outrage away from falling poll numbers, a faltering economy, and a growing unrest over the regime's corruption and incompetence. At home, ICE raids perform the same functions as those boat strikes do abroad. They keep the public frightened, and they keep the camera fixed on the wrong enemy. Meanwhile, the scandals that should command national attention, the Epstein files that implicate powerful elites, the graft, the insider enrichment, all of those sink beneath the noise. This is not about border control or law enforcement. It's about control, period. When a political regime begins to equate its own survival with a nation's survival, every citizen becomes a potential suspect and every act of dissent a potential crime. ICE's strategy is predatory and deliberate. When ICE agents hunt people the way one might hunt animals in the wild, they cease to be officers of the law and they become moving packs of lawless predators. Lawless paid predators, that is. Yeah, that's why I refer to them as the feral government. The government has gone wild. It has gone feral. As a matter of fact, in addition to recruiting ICE agents with $50,000 signing bonuses and $60,000 in student loan forgiveness, DHS is also promising to lavishly reward police agencies that allow their officers to operate as extensions of ICE with salary reimbursements, overtime pay, and monthly bonuses. Does this look familiar? Does this look like the same thing that Trump did when he paid the hospitals to kill people with ventilators and remdesivir, the rest of the stuff? You point at somebody and say they've got COVID to fulfill my narrative, then I'll give you a 20% bonus on everything you do to these people in the hospital. He's doing the same thing with this. You help us and to push this narrative that I've got out there, the city's on fire. Maybe you set the fires, right? And I'll give you big bonuses. I'll give you a $50,000 signing bonus if you come on board. $60,000 in student loan forgiveness. Then there's the Trump administration's directive to ICE to carry out a minimum of 3,000 arrests a day. No wonder that citizens, lawful residents, and immigrants with no criminal history are getting swept up. There simply aren't enough violent criminals to fill these quotas. And so, you know, when we look at this, that $50,000 signing bonus is kind of interesting, isn't it? Because there's been a lot of back and forth with people. You had the back and forth with Stephanopoulos and J.D. Vance. Stephanopoulos asking J.D. Vance a lot over and over again, did he take a bag of $50,000 in cash? Did he take it or not? Did he turn that in? Did he pay taxes on it? Yes or no? And J.D. Vance, he does business with things. And it's like, yeah, how many of you out there accept grocery bags of cash for your business payments out there? All right, come on, something is up with that. If you go back and you look at Spiro Agnew, I think he only got like $10,000 or something in cash delivered in a suitcase when he was vice president. Or actually, it was just before he became vice president. It was in the election runoff. And that's when this happened with Tom Homan. It was in the run-up to being put into his position that he was given that $50,000 in cash. And the FBI said it was a bribe, and they were going after him, and then the Trump administration shut it down. So therefore, since the Trump administration's FBI, which we all know is beyond reproach, right? Cash Patel always tells us the truth. He always does everything legally, right? And so if they shut down this investigation of somebody who is very key in the Trump administration, then of course the guy is innocent, we have to believe. Except
when it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I don't believe that. And so you have this back and forth. They constantly evade it. They won't say that why he took it, who he took it from. Did he declare it? Did he pay taxes on it? What is going on with all this? And then we had another aspect of this. This is Bill O'Reilly was interviewing Tom Homan and asked Tom Homan himself. And he was just as evasive as J.D. Vance. Listen to what he had to say.
I know George Stephanopoulos is one of your best friends. Mm-hmm. He convicted you on television, mm-hmm. okay, of a $50,000 bribe. Stephanopoulos did this on ABC. The vice president, J.D. Vance, defended you. And I thought he did so pretty well, because due process is important. Do you want to clarify anything about that situation?
I didn't take $50,000 from anybody.
Okay. How did that get into the mainstream, do you think?
I have no idea. Look, there's been hit pieces on me since I came back to this administration. There's got to be 30, 40 hit pieces on me about how I'm involved with contracts and government contracts, when in fact, day one I came back, I recused myself from any discussions on any contract or any monetary decisions like that because I used to have a company that did consulting. So I cleared myself day one. What people don't talk about is I took a significant, huge pay cut to come back and serve my nation. And I'm not enriching myself doing this job.
Does this make you angry that they're coming at you this way?
I don't care what people think about me and never have. No, because I know who I am. I work for the greatest president in the history of this nation, in my opinion. And we're doing the right thing every day.
Okay.
Well, there you go. Okay, he says he didn't take it. Well, that's kind of interesting. I don't know. I guess if the FBI would say that he doesn't take it, there's nothing that we can do about that anymore. I would go with the initial stuff that's out there. To me, it seems like there was some smoke at that fire. Going back to, this is Whitehead's article here. He goes back to what Martin Luther King said in his letter from a Birmingham jail of how to distinguish between just and unjust laws. He said, I would be the first to advocate obeying just laws. One has not only a legal but a moral responsibility to obey just laws. Conversely, one has a moral responsibility to disobey unjust laws. And I would agree with St. Augustine that an unjust law is no law at all. Now, what is the difference between the two? How does one determine whether a law is just or unjust? A just law is a man-made code that squares with the moral law or the law of God. An unjust law is a code that is out of harmony with the moral law. And to put it in terms of St. Thomas Aquinas, an unjust law is a human law that is not rooted in eternal law or natural law. Any law that uplifts human personality is just. Any law that degrades human personality is unjust. We all understand that. I mean, we all looked with contempt at the Nuremberg excuse, saying I was just following orders. It's like, well, you should have never followed orders to do that. And so there is a higher law. There is a moral law that even people who don't believe in God understand. That is the natural law. And we all understand that things like murder are wrong. We don't understand, all of us, that going 5 miles over the speed limit is wrong. That's an example of man-made regulations versus eternal unjust laws. And so Whitehead says, legality and morality are not always the same. The notion, a nation that abandons moral law will soon find itself without any law at all. And that's the key thing. You know, we've had this back and forth about Romans 13 with Christians. You know, you have a lot of very successful people who have a lot of access and connections to the government telling you that you've got to do whatever the government says. During the pandemic stuff, we had Todd Friel saying that if the government, and this is right immediately before they were going to start mandating the vaccine for as a condition of jobs. And he says, if the government tells you to wear a pinwheel on your head, you wear a pinwheel on your head. So I call him Pinwheel Friel, because you are not obligated to do that. That is a horrible perversion of Romans 13. When the government is set against God, you know, you go back and you look at it. Why do the nations rage against the Lord and his anointed, his Christ, right? And they constantly, the nations, the governments of this world have set themselves against God. And when they do that, you are not bound to obey them. As a matter of fact, you are bound to resist them. A government that claims pregnant women, that chains pregnant women, that assaults journalists, that detains citizens without cause, has lost its moral authority to govern. A government that abandons moral law will soon find itself without any law at all. That's right. We have a king already, and it is the law. Trump doesn't want king constitution. That's the real issue here. ICE does not protect America. It terrorizes America. And until it is reined in, dismantled, or reformed to operate within the constitutional boundaries, it will remain a standing army on domestic soil, unaccountable, unconstitutional, un-American. Tyranny always cloaks itself in the language of welfare and safety. Constitutional abuse transcends party lines. We have seen this from both left and right, Democrat and Republican. The Constitution is not a suggestion. It is the rule of law. And ICE, and by extension, DHS and the entire Trump regime, cannot operate within those limits. If they can't, then it must hide behind masks and behind military might to exercise its power. Then it has to cease to be lawful. It has become exactly what the framers of the Constitution feared, a government that wages war on its own people. And so, you know, I thought an interesting side story of this was the fact that in California there was this fight between Newsom and Vance. They wanted to on the No Kings Day. It also turned out to be the 250th anniversary of the Marine Corps, and so they decided that they were going to shoot artillery over the California freeway that day. And I thought, okay, well, is that just a coincidence? Or is this something that's being done for intimidation? So was it intimidation, or was it celebration of the Marine anniversary? Well, you know, maybe it was both. Because we've seen over and over again, haven't we, when you have a lot of, you know, you have a back and forth between a couple of countries, we have seen our own government run up massive military training exercises. Of course, other governments have done it as well. That is done to intimidate as a show of force and say, well, it's just a training exercise. And we do this all the time. And that's right, they do. But many times they use those training exercises for intimidation. I think it was both of those things. I think it was a celebration training exercise, and I think it was also intimidation. And so they said, yeah, we fire artillery shells over the freeway all the time. And we don't have a problem with that. So I don't know. I look at it a little bit differently, I think. Comments we've got.
Yeah, we've got quite a bit. Molly Brown Dog, our only hope is returning to the Constitution and forcing government to fit into it. Sure, that'll happen.
Yeah, that won't.
M. Sellers, my check is on the way, David. Well, thank you very much.
Appreciate
M. Sellers.
That.
Thank you. Nibiru 2029, becoming a police state long past that point.
Yes.
Says Soros doesn't need to do anything beyond a call to puppet Trump. Swamp Lover, no nameplates, no facial recognize. Servants can hide ID, but we can't claim the Fourth Amendment. Skunk Hollow Rose Gardens, cops should not look like that.
That's right.
GDP 330, governments create the problem, release their propaganda to instill fear and anger, then implement their ready-to-go solution, quote-unquote, that erodes our freedoms and gives them more power and money.
Mm-hmm.
NMAX, I used to feel this way. I have to support our people because they are all attacking them and it's not fair, but there is no our people. It's all a left-right stage play.
That's right.
Three Little Birds, compartmentalize.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Corruption running rampant. Yeah. Steve Evs, a government of the people, for the people, by the people, would hide nothing, but everything is
hidden. Yeah.
And Max, I think he's setting precedents and getting things organized for his next medical tyranny. His shutting the government down is getting it ready to replace it.
Yeah, and of course, nothing has been done with RFK Jr. to stop these mRNA shots. I mean, everybody knows how harmful. We have had so many things that have been banned by government that were infinitely less harmful than this mRNA stuff, and we all know it. That is such a flag, isn't it?
Yeah, and meanwhile, we're still under the Emergency Powers Act for the medical emergency of this pandemic that we're living under right now.
Yeah.
Good thing we got RFK working on that.
Yeah, that's right.
Real Jason Barker says, before I left the military, there was only a single approved religious exemption, and it was for a high-ranking chaplain. Why did his soldiers not get approved? He was selfish.
Yeah.
Francine, U.S. military is not obligated to obey the president, but the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And Max, note how he runs the Zionist agenda at warp speed, but when it comes to the pro-America agenda, made nothing but excuses, throws a bone occasionally to pretend.
That's right.
Yeah, he's still... Javier Malay, I'm sure Malay doesn't have blackmail material of him on Epstein's Island, but he was able to get millions of dollars just for a letter that he wrote to the, or billions rather, a letter that he wrote to the Nobel Peace Prize Committee.
Yeah, yeah. $20 billion of government support, and then they're going to fundraise for him another $20 billion, and not a penny for the farmers that he's hurt with the tariffs. And he knew that was going to happen because it happened when he did it in his first regime. It's amazing.
Swamp Lover says they can just ram people's cars. Well, yeah, power grows out of the barrel of a gun. So they've got the power. They can basically do whatever they want. The law of the land is always effectively whatever people will tolerate. Right. Overture, isn't a dash cam a violation of a cop's constitutional rights?
Well, I tell you, but it is a cop repellent. I've had a couple of situations where I've been pulled over And they said, well, you ran a red light or something. I said, I got a dash cam right here.
Have a nice
day. Let's take it to court. You know, and they said, oh, yeah, never mind. And they go away. So,
Revolting Villager, ICE is a dress rehearsal for the ATF, I think. This is a training exercise and troop buildup for a more serious police action.
It can be used by any of these agencies. I mean, years ago, I remember there was a Washington Post article, and they questioned why the Department of Education was getting SWAT team equipment, right? Getting body armor and door battering rams and all the rest of the stuff. And then about a year or so after that, you had a wee hour of the morning raid on a home because the mother was overdue on her car loan, and that was conducted by the Department of Education. They dragged the husband and the kids out on the front lawn, face down, you know, like something out of Brazil again. And the mother, who owed the student loan, had left the family. And they couldn't be bothered to do that. But that's, you know, they'll do it for any of these agencies are capable. They're armed and capable of doing this. That's what's so dangerous about this, folks. This is not simply about legal or illegal aliens or whatever. This is about accruing that power, setting that precedent so that these different bureaucracies can do whatever they wish.
Revolting Villager, read that one. Audi MRR, government domestic terrorism is always... has been going on for generations. Just ask anyone who's been victimized by the ATF and FBI.
That's right.
Revolting Villager, got to scroll up. The government invited these people here for this pretext of training and recruiting a national police force that will come point come for your guns. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Molly Brown Dog, accepting a grocery bag full of cash has to be tax evasion. Why don't the feds get him for that? Like the Al Capone he is at heart.
Yeah.
Real Jason Barker, 9/11 opened the floodgates of corruption and money laundering. I didn't see it till I was in the mix with contractors in Afghanistan.
Yes, yes, yeah. Absolutely right. But let me go back to that Molly Brown Dog. You know, they said that, and again, O'Reilly says, well, Stephanopoulos convicted you in court of public opinion on live TV. No, he didn't. I played that clip back and forth for you with J.D. Vance. He just asked him, he said, the FBI says that they have a tape of this. Can you explain what was going on? Did he accept the money? Did he pay taxes on the money? He was asking him questions which J.D. Vance refused to answer. Well, if he didn't take the money, why couldn't he say that? And I have a real question about this. So, you know, we hear now from Tom Homan that he didn't take any money, but evidently there's a recording out there of him taking the money. So that still remains an open question in my mind.
We have Real Jason Barker again, says most soldiers that join the service do it for honorable reasons. It pains me to see what they have to deal with now. It was not always like this.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Don't frag me, bro. It takes more courage to not serve the military when they provide three hots and a cot. DG8. Thank you, DG8. Appreciate it. David, not only RFK Jr. not doing anything about mRNA. Remember, Trump had Ellison at the White House day two promising $500 billion to AI-generated mRNA vaccines.
That's right. He loves the mRNA stuff. And I believed that, well, you know, RFK Jr. had an issue with that woman that they put at the CDC. But she was all about combining AI and mRNA, which is the same agenda that Trump had on day two with Stargate. And so I believe that they had put that one guy up that was supposedly, you know, going to review the vaccines and the schedules for the vaccines. They got rid of him as he was on his way to the hearing. I believe that he was just a red herring to get the MAGA people to cheer this and say, look, we're winning. And then they moved him out of the way and put her in place. Then there was a personal conflict between her and RFK Jr., so she's gone. I don't think RFK Jr. got rid of her because of her connection with BARDA and with ARPA-H and all these other dark agencies that are out there trying to create bioweapons to be used against us. It really looks bad. What's there? We're going to take a quick break.
Before we take a break, you mentioned the check in the mail. If anyone else wants to send a check, here's the P.O. Box address.
That's right. David Knight.
Thank you very much for that. We obviously could not keep the show running without your support.
Yeah, and the P.O. Box is David Knight, P.O. Box 994, Kodak, Tennessee, 37764. We really cannot thank you all enough.
And yes. Then I just had one other comment about the quota thing. I hadn't heard that quota of 3,000 arrests a day? That's shocking. Like, wasn't there a big thing about ticket quotas being a problem in certain states?
Yeah,
where,
that's right.
You know, if you have a quota of tickets at the end of the month, the cops that aren't at their quota, they're going to start going after whoever, and that creates a big problem.
That's
and
right.
Yet they've got a quota for arrests, a daily quota for arrests.
Yeah, that this combines the worst aspects of a speed trap city with what happened with COVID, isn't it? You financially incentivize these people to do it and tell them they got to go out and find people, just like they told the hospitals, go out and find people and say they have COVID and kill them with a ventilator. You know, it's just, it's insane what is happening here. I'm going to take a quick break because we're nearly out of time and there's more that I want to talk about in terms of the George Santos pardon. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Listening to the David Knight Show.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Whether you're feeling like the blues or bluegrass, APS Radio has you covered. Check out a wide variety of channels on our app at APSradio.com.
Well, one of the things that happened over the weekend that I thought was really curious as well was the pardon, actually, commutation. I was corrected on that by somebody who was there. Again, it was a commutation. Not a pardon, and had some guy, I tweeted about it right away, and I said, I think he's preparing people for when he pardons Ghislaine Maxwell, or commutes her sentence, or whatever it is that he does. And some guy says, well, he didn't pardon him, he got a commutation, big difference. And I said, well, I'm not so sure that it is such a big difference. You know, he's going to wear that conviction, yes. But I said, yeah, a pardon is what he did to Jared Kushner's dad. And I said, I'll leave it up to you to go back and see his crimes that are out there. But again, I also misspelled. I did it hastily, and I looked at it and thought, well, I'm not going to go back and change it from pardon to commutation. I also misspelled George's name. I'm surprised the guy didn't correct me on that. You know, a little grammar Nazi. But anyway, he served less than 3 months on his fraud conviction. And so the question is, what is this about? Well, Trump said he was suffering horrible conditions, that he was in solitary confinement and so forth. Did Trump care about that when he passed on the pardons for Ross Ulbricht or many other people who were out there? I mean, there was one person after the other that people were begging him to pardon in 2020 when he gave the pardon to Jared Kushner's criminal father. Did he care when he left the J6ers out there to hang? No, he didn't care about any of that. So I don't buy the humanitarian angle at all. I think he's up to something. I mean, it might be that he's preparing people for this Ghislaine Maxwell thing, saying, hey, I just hate to see people suffer in prison. You know, that's just who I am. It might also be that he's trying to distract people's attention on the No Kings Day and saying, yeah, I'm a king and I can pardon people, so forth. I said, yeah, I said, you know, this person said he wasn't pardoned. His sentence was commuted. I said, I'll leave it up to you to read what Jared's dad did. That's pardon was what he gave him. Reporters have been covering Santos since 2022. They broke the news that he had lied extensively about his resume. Former Representative George Santos of New York, the disgraced Republican fabulist, whose lies made him an object of national scorn. That was, he basically owns that term, fabulous. They have used it so many times over him. He's just a liar. He's just a liar who makes up fables. In that regard, he and Trump are in the same place. I guess that's maybe Trump can identify with him because they're both fabulists. He was released from federal prison after Trump commuted his 7-year sentence for fraud. He only served 3 months. He said, George has been in solitary confinement for long stretches of time. By all accounts, he has been horribly mistreated. Therefore, I just signed a commutation releasing George Santos from prison immediately. Good luck, George. Have a great life. Well, you know, again, you look at Marty Gottesfeld. Marty did nothing to harm anyone, and he was put under horrific conditions in prison and left to rot there, just like Ross Ulbricht was and many others when Trump passed over them. Santos served fewer than 3 months of his 87-month sentence. And he will no longer be required to pay more than $370,000 in court-ordered restitution to his victims, according to a copy of the commutation posted online by the U.S. pardon attorney. The commutation does not wipe out his conviction, but it's part of a blitz of grants of political clemency that Trump has doled out to his political allies or other figures. And I think it is preparing the way for a Maxwell pardon. When he first won his seat in 2022, Santos was heralded as a sign of a shift in Republican politics. Young Brazilian American, openly gay, Santos seemed to signal an expansion of the GOP's tent. Yeah, that's right. You know, that's what they're all about. That's what Charlie Kirk was all about, opening up the tent for gay people in order to fight the culture war, right? I've got to ask, which side is he on? And then you got Scott Pressler. The long-haired homosexual who's going around, he's now kind of, he's this young guy like Charlie Kirk. And so because he's young and because he's homosexual, he's a great outreach for the Republican Party. That's what they have become. His victory in a Democrat-leaning district in Long Island was celebrated for helping Republicans narrowly win control of the House. He claimed that he was descended from Holocaust refugees. Remember, he came back and said, well, I didn't say I was Jewish. I said, I'm Jew-ish. His mother, he said, had been in the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001. He claimed to be a college volleyball star, and he boasted of having an extensive Wall Street experience that allowed him to report loaning his campaign hundreds of thousands of dollars. And none of that was true. In other words, he's just like Trump. I can see that Trump can identify with this guy because everything that he says is a lie. And it's not only just a lie, but it's a fabulous lie. Santos's claims were exposed to be false or misleading. And when he was indicted in 2023, prosecutors accused him of multiple criminal schemes ranging from fraudulently claiming unemployment benefits and lying on official forms to using his political campaign to enrich himself, swindling money from donors for personal expenses, using one donor's credit card to steal $11,000 for his personal use. After a congressional ethics investigation found Santos improperly spent campaign funds on Botox, designer fashion, cosmetics, and OnlyFans purchases, more than 100 Republicans joined Democrats to expel him from Congress in December 2023. He became the first person in history to be expelled from the House without being convicted of a federal crime or of supporting the Confederacy. Santos, who had for more than a year denied all wrongdoing, pleaded guilty in his criminal case. At his sentencing, the acting U.S. attorney at the time, described his conviction as a warning. to Mr. Santos and other dishonest individuals of that ilk who lie, steal identities, commit frauds to get elected to public office. He said, public officials who criminally abuse our electoral process will end up in federal prison or in the White House, depending on how well you do it. And so it's kind of interesting, I think, that Marjorie Taylor Greene had come to his rescue. I don't know why she is coming in on his side at all. And yet the reality, which I didn't have time to get into, is that when you look at what's happened with the royal family, they have continued to distance themselves from Andrew, who is connected to Epstein. They understand what an albatross Epstein is. Trump still doesn't, or at least he's doing things to try to get people distracted away from it. That's it for today's show. Thank you for joining us. The Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. TheDavidKnightShow.com.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.